This evening, praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Precious Father, Lord, we come before your throne of mercy yet again. Father, we would rather be in your presence than be anywhere else. Like David of old, who said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Father, you said a day in your court is better than a thousand. Father God, we realize this is not time wasted. This is time gained. Amen. Father, when we see the mathematics of one day in your house equating to a thousand, oh God, there's no monetary value to this. Right. Now, Father, we'd like to ask for your favor once again. Amen. Give us unction, inspire us, give us the ability to put ourselves on the side. Use us only as your vessels for the benefit of your people. Amen. Lord, I plead your blood and I pray, hide me behind the cross. Amen. I commit myself into your hands and I commit the congregation into your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your will prevail. Help us tonight, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? Praise the Lord. Shall we turn to our Bibles? Before I announce my subject,
avant d'annoncer mon sujet,
I want us to turn to Psalms 56.
Psalm 56.
Verse number 13.
Le verset 30.
Bible says, for thou hast delivered my soul from death.
Amen.
Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let me read it again. Thou hast delivered my soul from death.
Amen. car tu as délivré mon âme de la mort.
Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling?
Tu as garanti mes pieds de la chute.
That I may walk before God in the light of the living.
Afin que je marche devant Dieu à la lumière des vivants.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of His Word.
Que le Seigneur ajoute des bénédictions.
You may be seated in the presence of God.
Vous pouvez vous asseoir dans la présence de Dieu.
For a title tonight,
le titre de ce soir,
I want to preach about the light of the living.
La lumière des vivants.
This is David.
C'est David.
He really acknowledges that God,
il reconnaît que Dieu,
you rescued my soul from death.
Tu as secouru mon
so surely,
certainement,
if you gave me
si tu m'as donné
the new birth,
la nouvelle naissance,
that rescued me from death,
qui m'a secouru de la mort,
you are able,
tu es capable,
to also keep me
de me garder
from falling.
De tomber.
Now the Bible says,
la Bible dit,
in the book of Jude,
dans le livre Jude,
unto him
à celui
that is able
qui est capable
to keep you
de protéger,
from falling.
De tomber, te garder.
Praise
de
the Lord. Amen. I'm told this service is geared for the youth.
On m'a dit que ce service est principalement pour les jeunes.
So I have geared it for the youth.
Ainsi, je l'ai aussi préparé pour les jeunes.
So I didn't greet my youth.
Je n'ai pas salué mes jeunes.
In the morning service. Rather the afternoon service.
Ou le service de l'après-midi.
Let me greet my daughters out there. Sister Tara, God bless you. God bless you, sisters. Are you in the house? Praise the Lord. I'd like to also greet my wife.
Je veux aussi saluer ma femme.
I didn't greet her in the morning.
Je n'ai pas salué
because I was greeting ordinary people.
Parce que j'ai salué les gens ordinaires.
I left the best for last.
J'ai gardé la meilleure pour
Sister Florence.
La sœur Florence.
He is my good sweetheart.
C'est la douceur de mon cœur.
We've been married now for what, 16 years?
Ça fait 16 ans que nous sommes mariés.
Yeah, somewhere there, 16 years.
Oui, 16 ans.
So, this is 16 years of straight, clean living.
Amen.
I've got something to brag about before Jesus. Eh?
J'ai quelque chose à dire devant Jésus.
Praise the Lord. So, once again, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Je vous salue au nom de Jésus Christ.
It's always nerve-wracking to stand before God's people.
C'est toujours bien de se tenir devant le peuple de Dieu.
But you preached in the afternoon, so you should be okay.
Tu as prêché les après-midi, ça doit.
You are never okay if you realize
tu n'es jamais okay
that you are in the presence of God.
Que tu es dans la présence de
Dieu.
And
you shall be answerable for the things that you say.
Et que tu dois répondre pour les choses que tu vas dire.
So for a title tonight.
Pour le titre de ce soir.
I'm preaching about the light of the living.
Je prêche sur la lumière du vivant.
So this particular scripture.
Cette écriture particulière.
Of Psalms 56.
Des psaumes 56.
Verse 13.
Le verset 13.
See, it expounds itself into many facets.
C'est s'exploite dans plusieurs facettes.
He says, "Thou hast delivered my soul from death."
Tu as délivré mon âme de la mort.
And the Bible says,
la Bible dit,
the soul that lives in pleasure,
l'âme qui vit en plaisir,
is dead while they are living.
Est déjà morte alors pendant qu'elle vit.
And also, we who were dead in trespass,
et aussi ceux nous qui étions morts dans les transgressions,
has God quickened to life.
Nous avons été vivifiés à la vie.
So when he talks about death,
lorsqu'on parle de la mort,
the prophet teaches us that death is eternal separation.
Le prophète nous enseigne que la mort c'est la séparation éternelle.
So if you are not born again,
si vous n'êtes pas né de nouveau,
you are eternally separated from God.
Éternellement vous êtes séparé.
The only thing that makes you alive before God,
la seule chose qui te garde vivant devant Dieu,
is the new birth.
C'est la nouvelle naissance.
So if it's the new birth that makes you alive,
si c'est la nouvelle naissance qui te garde vivant,
and God gives you the new birth,
et que Dieu te donne la nouvelle naissance,
then you begin to live.
Alors tu commences à vivre.
You can go to the next stage,
tu peux aller à l'étape suivante,
of asking the God that has given
à Dieu qui t'a
you
donné
the new birth,
la nouvelle naissance,
like David says here.
Comme David dit ici,
now that you've given me the new birth,
maintenant que tu m'as donné une nouvelle naissance,
wilt not thou deliver my feet
ne vas-tu pas délivrer
from falling?
Mes pieds de la chute?
Praise the Lord. If he's able to save you,
s'il est capable de te sauver,
he is able to keep you.
Il est capable de te préserver.
Does that make sense?
Est-ce que ça a un sens?
He can't save you to lose you.
Il peut pas te sauver pour te
he
perdre.
Can't save you to leave you languishing in your own strength.
Il peut pas te sauver pour te laisser vivre avec ta propre force.
So when David was speaking here,
lorsque David parlait ici,
he spoke a great inspiration.
Il a parlé une grande inspiration.
And it gives us to understand,
et il nous fait comprendre,
that if the Bible says,
que si la Bible dit,
Lord, I am with you.
Voici, je suis avec toi.
Right up to the end of the world.
Jusqu'à la fin du monde.
God knew.
Dieu savait.
That before the world ends.
Avant que le monde ne prenne sa fin.
There will be iPhones and iPads.
Il y aura iPhone et iPad.
Internet and everything.
Et l'internet et tout ce que vous connaissez.
Anything that's addicting anyone today.
Tout ce qui abducte quelqu'un aujourd'hui.
God knew about it.
Dieu le savait.
But yet still.
Mais pourtant,
he inspired Jude.
Il a inspiré Jude.
In Jude,
dans Jude,
the last book,
le dernier livre,
before Revelation,
juste avant l'Apocalypse.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
verse 24,
verset 24,
now unto him that is able to keep you from falling,
or à celui qui peut vous préserver de toute chute,
and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Et vous faire paraître devant sa gloire irrépréhensible.
Praise the Lord. So if you are stumbling,
si vous trébuchez,
if you feel like you are stumbling,
si vous sentez comme si vous trébuchez,
you are in the right place,
vous êtes à la bonne,
at the right
au bon
time,
endroit, au bon moment.
All you need to do,
tout ce que tu veux, tu dois faire,
is open your heart,
c'est ouvrir ton cœur,
to this reminder,
ce rappel,
we are sending to one another,
que nous envoyons l'un envers l'autre,
that it's not all bad.
Il n'y a rien de, y a pas de.
Don't give in.
N'abandonne pas.
To prayer pressure.
À la
don't give up.
N'abandonne pas.
No.
No.
There is a scripture here.
Il y a une écriture ici.
Which says.
Qui dit.
Unto him.
À celui
that is able
qui est capable
to keep you
de te préserver
from falling.
De la chute.
Not only will you keep you from falling,
pas seulement il va te préserver de la chute,
he will present you faultless.
Il va te présenter sans faute.
And he's going to do it with pleasure.
Avec plaisir.
He's going to do it with joy.
Il va le faire avec joie.
To say, wow,
disant, wow,
this is Tara.
Ça, c'est Tara.
My daughter.
Ma fille.
She overcame.
Elle a vaincu
all the spirits of Dublin,
tous les esprits de Dublin,
and God presents you before him,
et Dieu te présente devant elle,
with joy,
devant lui avec joie,
and say to you,
et il te dit,
enter ye,
entre
into the joys,
dans la joie,
that have been prepared for
qui
you,
qui a été préparé pour toi.
Believest thou this?
Est-ce que tu crois ceci?
So when you have these promises,
lorsque nous avons ces promesses,
brother, I don't care what the devil throws your way.
Frère, peu importe ce que le diable met sur ton chemin.
Sister, I don't care what the devil throws your way.
Sœur, peu importe ce que le diable.
You can begin to rejoice already.
Tu peux commencer à te réjouir déjà.
Knowing that God has made a promise.
Sachant que Dieu a fait une promesse.
To present you faultless.
Pour te présenter sans tâche.
That is why there will be no preaching in heaven.
C'est pourquoi il y aura pas de.
The preaching has to happen right here.
La prédication doit arriver.
Because it's
ici.
The preaching of the word.
Parce que c'est la prédication.
It's the washing of the water by the word. So if you are here and
si
you say, Lord, clean me, he will clean you until you become faultless. My brother, my sister, you don't have to despair.
Tu n'as pas besoin de.
You just have to have something awaken in you that will demonstrate that the seed of God is in you. Because we bypassed our theophany. There is a lot of spiritual amnesia. Sometimes we think we can't overcome.
Que nous pouvons pas vaincre.
But brother, it's not what I think.
Ce n'est pas ce que
it's what the Bible says about
la Bible
me.
Dit à propos
is
la
there someone here that says he is able to keep me from falling?
De la chute.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Béni soit le nom du Seigneur.
Is there someone here who says he is able to keep me,
de me préserver
from falling?
De la chute.
Brother, if you believe it,
si tu crois,
that's your ticket to overcoming.
Ça, c'est ton ticket pour
if you believe it,
si tu les crois,
the thing that you think is bigger than you,
qui, tu
you become to become bigger than
toi,
it.
Toi, tu deviens,
Simon, somebody.
Plus amer que toi.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now watch.
Regardez.
If David,
si David
would never had to have the new birth preached to him,
n'avait pas la nouvelle naissance qui lui était prêchée,
could catch a revelation,
pouvait saisir la révélation
about the realm of the soul,
à propos de la dimension de l'âme,
that you have saved me,
et qu'il m'a sauvé,
in my soul,
dans mon âme.
So you are able,
ainsi il est en mesure,
to keep me from falling,
de me préserver de la chute.
In other words,
en d'autres mots,
if you did the most difficult part,
si tu as fait la partie la plus difficile,
my soul can influence my spirit.
Mon âme peut influencer
my spirit. Will tell my body not to go to a nightclub.
Mon esprit dira,
and then I'm kept from falling because I am bound to be kept.
Alors je serai préservé.
Is there someone here who knows that the devil is a liar?
Qui sait que
we are not defeated.
Nous ne sommes pas vaincus.
Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Béni soit le nom
amen
du
and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Béni soit le nom du Seigneur.
Now,
maintenant,
it's a biblical principle.
C'est un principe biblique.
Because we bypassed our theophany.
Parce que nous avons dépassé notre théophanie.
We were wallowing in mud.
Nous étions en train de tourner dans
because
la boue.
We thought we were pigs.
Parce que nous pensions que nous étions de porc.
But brother,
mes frères,
when the soul got energized,
lorsque cette âme a été énergisée,
by the new birth,
par la nouvelle naissance,
because the seed of God,
parce que la semence de Dieu,
didn't start to be in you when you were born.
N'a pas commencé en toi quand tu es né.
You were born in God's mind from the foundation of the world.
Dans la pensée de Dieu depuis la fondation
du monde. So God can have you as His attribute.
Et Dieu t'avait comme attribut.
And lose you in Dublin.
Et t'avait
no ways.
Ne peut pas te.
That is why, brother, I haven't come from Africa.
C'est pourquoi je suis pas venu de l'Afrique.
With all the immorality that Europe can present.
Avec toute l'immoralité que l'Europe peut présenter.
When we pray knowing,
lorsque nous prions,
that unto him that is able,
c'est lui
to keep me from falling.
De vous préserver.
Brother, if I walk with that consciousness,
si je marche avec cette
of knowing,
de sachant que
that I might be in the minority at school,
je peux être dans une
but there is someone,
mais il y a quelqu'un
who is able,
qui est capable
to keep me,
de me préserver
from falling,
de la chute.
It dispels all fear of defeat.
À cela enlève toute peur de la chute.
Brother, it dispels,
frère, cela enlève
all the notions that we can't overcome.
Tout ce que nous pouvons vaincre.
Then we begin to have
alors
our mind.
Nous commençons à avoir notre pensée.
Conscious of the fact that,
conscient du fait que,
no wonder the Bible said,
pas étonnant que la Bible dit,
I write unto you children,
je vous écris petits enfants,
because you have known him.
Parce que vous les
so
connaissez.
I write unto you fathers,
à vous
because
père,
you have known him.
Parce que vous les connaissez.
I write unto you the youth,
à vous jeunes,
because you have overcome.
Parce que vous avez vaincu.
So it's a thing that we have to do.
C'est une chose que nous devons faire.
Brother Branham, in one of his sermons,
dans une des prédications de Frère Branham,
he says God,
il dit Dieu,
will not put you through a pipe,
ne pourra pas te mettre dans un tuyau,
and pull you out the other end,
et te tirer de l'autre côté,
and say overcome.
Et dit, t'as
no,
vainqueur. Non,
you have to actually overcome.
Tu dois vaincre.
Because the Bible says,
parce que la Bible dit,
to him that overcometh,
à celui qui a
will I grant. To him that overcometh,
à celui qui
will I sit. To him that overcometh, there is rewards for the overcomer. So we have to get this in our mind. Like the Bible says,
comme la Bible dit,
be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. These words that we are preaching are supposed to reprogram our system to an overcoming mode. Oh, my brother, my sister, this sermon tonight is like Norton security, wiping out all the viruses that are telling you you can't overcome, trying to corrupt your system. Say amen, somebody. We are more than overcomers. Oh, I want a bit of some noise. Shout with me, overcomers. Overcomers. We are more than overcomers. Why are we often more than overcomers? Because there is someone who conquered for us. Jesus Christ. Do you hear this, you youth? This gospel is not difficult. If the power that promised to overcome and wrote the Bible is living in me,
et la Bible
it will overcome for me.
C'est lui qui a vaincu.
Praise
a
the
vaincu
Lord.
Pour moi.
Say amen, somebody.
Dites amen, quelqu'un.
Now, what do we overcome?
Qu'est-ce que nous allons vaincre?
If you notice,
si vous remarquez,
this is Psalms 56.
Ah, c'est Psaume 56.
Which came just after David.
Qui est venu juste après que David.
He had been crying in Psalms 51.
A été en train de pleurer au chapitre 51.
He doesn't want to fall again.
Il ne veut pas tomber encore.
He doesn't want to go back to that life again.
Il ne veut pas retourner à cette ancienne vie.
So maybe you were overcome at some point with the devil in your life.
Ah, peut-être que tu as vaincu une fois dans ta vie.
Don't despair, my brother, my sister.
Ne te décourage pas, mon frère, ma sœur.
If you made it anyhow and somehow you are here.
Si tu l'as fait, tu es arrivé toutefois.
God wants to give you another chance.
Dieu veut te donner une nouvelle chance.
God wants to show you a possibility.
Dieu veut te montrer une possibilité
that you can overcome.
Que tu peux vaincre.
Against all odds.
Contre toute
so chose. My sermon tonight.
Quelqu'un ce soir
is about the light of the living.
C'est à propos de la lumière du vivant.
Which gives me to understand.
Qui me fait comprendre.
Which gives me to question.
Qui me fait questionner.
Which gives me to be inquisitive.
Qui me fait m'enquérir.
Which gives me to probe.
Qui me fait m'enquêter.
If there is a light of the living.
S'il y a la lumière du vivant.
Could it be.
Peut-il y avoir.
There is a light of the dead.
La lumière de mort.
How can God say the light of the living? Is there a light for the dead?
Comment est-ce que Dieu peut dire la lumière de vivant? Y a-t-il
une lumière? I don't know, but
je ne sais pas, mais
the Bible says.
La Bible dit.
The light of the living.
La lumière de vivant.
And I wonder. Is there a light of the dead?
Y a-t-il la lumière des morts?
Since it says the light of the living.
Parce qu'il est dit la lumière des vivants.
I will not answer that, but this is just me.
Je ne peux pas répondre, mais ça c'est juste.
In my mind, thinking.
Dans ma pensée, en train de penser.
What is this trying to insinuate?
Qu'est-ce que ceci veut dire?
Is it insinuating that there could be a false light?
Est-ce que ça veut dire qu'il peut y avoir une fausse lumière?
Is it insinuating that there could be a false joy?
Est-ce que ça veut dire qu'il peut y avoir une fausse joie?
Is it insinuating that sometimes you might look at something that is attractive and you think you are missing out by being here and it looks like there is light over there?
Est-ce que ça peut signifier qu'il y a quelque chose de plus inspirant et que tu es en train de
And you want to stop going to church because you think it's better on the other side?
Qui veut t'arrêter de venir à l'église parce que tu penses qu'il y a c'est mieux à l'extérieur?
I don't know. This is just me in my messed up mind.
C'est juste moi dans ma pensée.
And when I begin to think about that,
parce que je commence à y penser,
I begin to realize that every one of us.
Que chacun de nous,
and then when you get deep into the message, you begin to realize every one of us.
Lorsque nous entrons dans le message,
there is a light on you.
Il y a la lumière sur vous.
If
si
you are living for God,
vous vivez pour Dieu.
So that's why I called it the light of the living.
Pourquoi j'ai intitulé la lumière de vivant.
Praise the Lord. Can I get deeper into my sermon?
Est-ce que je peux aller profondément dans mon
Let
sermon?
Me just show you something that
permettez-moi de vous montrer quelque chose.
As I lay my background, let's go to Psalms 119.
Allons dans Psaume 119.
And while we are there,
pendant que nous y sommes,
can we also go to Ephesians 5, verse 8?
Nous pouvons aussi aller dans Ephésiens chapitre 5, le verset 8.
Do you love the Lord?
Aimez-vous le Seigneur?
Praise the Lord. Psalms 119.
Psalm 119.
Verse 19.
Le verset 19.
The Bible says.
La Bible dit.
I am a stranger in the earth.
Je suis un étranger sur la terre.
Hide not thy commandment from me.
Ne me cache pas tes commandements.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you hear that?
Avez-vous entendu cela?
I'm a stranger in the earth.
Je suis un étranger sur terre.
Hide not thy commandment from me.
Ne me cache pas tes commandements.
Now,
maintenant,
being a stranger in Dublin,
à Dublin
is not being a stranger in earth.
Dublin, être étranger
being a stranger
être étranger
in Belfast,
à Belfast
is not being a stranger
n'est pas être
in
étranger
earth.
Sur terre.
Being a stranger
étant
in London
is
not being a stranger
pas être étranger
in earth.
Sur terre.
But here David,
mais ici David
he says,
il dit,
I'm a stranger
je suis étranger
in the earth.
Sur la terre.
What is he trying to say there?
Qu'est-ce qu'il essaie de dire?
Could it be
Est-ce que ça peut dire,
by inspiration,
par inspiration,
David is saying,
David est en train de dire,
we come from a certain place.
Nous venons d'un certain endroit.
We were dropped into this little kinky of time.
Nous avons été
to manifest who we are.
Laissé ici sur terre.
But really,
manifester qui nous sommes.
We are not earthly beings.
Mais,
we come from another world.
Humain.
We come from another realm.
Nous venons d'un autre.
We come from another.
Nous venons d'un autre.
At least one thing I know.
À quelque chose d'autre.
We are not from here.
Nous ne sommes pas d'ici.
We are from somewhere.
Nous venons de quelque part.
So,
ainsi,
if I'm a stranger,
si je suis un étranger,
on the earth,
sur la terre,
in modern language,
dans le langage moderne,
I'm an alien.
Je suis un étranger.
I'm an alien.
Je suis un étranger.
So I shouldn't get used to the customs of this place.
Je ne devrais pas m'habituer aux habitudes de cet endroit.
That's why there is an assurance that I shall go back
que je dois
to where I came from.
D'où je viens.
So I don't know how many aliens
je ne sais pas combien d'étrangers
are in the world
sont dans le monde
of our kind
de notre
and our being.
De notre être.
Remember, Brother Andrew said it's a youth orientated session, right? Now don't you all pretend like you don't know what aliens are. And don't you all pretend that you've never heard that there's a film called Avatar.
Ne prétendez pas que vous ne savez pas qu'il y a un film qu'on appelle Avatar.
And don't you all pretend like you don't know about science fiction, what they try to depict on telly.
Ne prétendez pas que vous ne connaissez pas à propos
de la science
fiction et ceux qui sont en train de présenter.
So well, brother, we don't have TVs in our home, so we don't know. We are Christians. Let me make you understand one thing.
Je vais faire comprendre une chose.
At school, they have school trips where they are shown movies.
Ils font des voyages scolaires pendant lesquels ils vous montrent.
And those are the type of school trips that your child will not give you a note to sign.
Et ça, ce sont les gens des voyages que votre enfant ne vous donnera pas la note pour signer.
So don't sit naive and think.
Ne soyez pas naïf et pensez.
My children don't know what's going out there.
Mes enfants ne savent pas ce qui se passe là dehors.
Trust me.
Ayez confiance.
They know. And when a movie's got an alien,
et lorsqu'il y a un extraterrestre dans un film,
in the movie world,
dans le monde
they films, normally depict it to have some unusual colors, maybe of the eye. The eyes are green eyes that are just green. They just go green.
Tel que parfois les yeux sont verts.
The person might have a be so normal.
La personne peut être normale.
But they might have a certain don't pretend you don't know that there is a film called Men in Black.
Ne prétendez pas que vous connaissez pas qu'il y a un film qu'on appelle.
Amen.
En noir.
It's about aliens and monsters, people that come from the super terrestrial world that will infect someone, then they're trying to procreate and whatever. It's the devil's way of trying to mimic the Bible. Because the original alien is a Christian. We are the original aliens. Only we don't have green eyes and weird stuff sticking out of our bodies. We are aliens with a certain light that is amber in color called the pillar of fire. We are aliens of another character. Say amen, somebody. So now David, whether he understood what he was saying, whether he didn't understand, the Bible simply said, but David says, Lord, I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me.
Ne me cache pas tes commandements.
Lord,
Seigneur,
keep me from falling.
Préserve-moi de la chute.
Most alien movies,
la plupart des films extraterrestres,
like Independence Day,
comme le jour de l'indépendance.
Then you have Will Smith.
Vous avez Will Smith.
Way up in the air.
Qui saute là en haut.
Trying to destroy.
Essayant de détruire
all the extraterrestrial things that are coming to take over Earth.
Les choses extraterrestres qui viennent,
there has to be a Superman somehow.
Il doit y avoir un Superman quelque
who has to bless the thing before it engulfs Earth.
Il doit détruire la chose avant qu'elle atteigne la Terre.
And then it splatters into green.
Et puis ça se détruit.
And then they say, oh, we have overcome.
Et puis il dit, oui, nous avons vaincu.
If there is a part two of that film,
s'il y avait une deuxième partie à ce
just
film,
before they put the words to say the film is over,
juste avant de mettre le crédit,
that
le
dead person, fini, you just see an eye go.
Vous allez juste voir les
then you realize,
alors vous comprenez,
the alien shall come back again.
C'est que les extraterrestres reviendront.
Am I speaking language? You understand? Now, if all look holy, I've got no sermon. I've got to teach to you from where, you, from the things that happen in the youth. Say amen to that, someone. So when that happens, you are assured that part two is coming. Of alien invasion. And the earth is trying to preserve the earth from the big asteroid that's just coming to collide with earth. So someone has to go, meet it up in the air, and defeat it up there. And then they come back here on earth.
Alors, retourne ici sur terre.
As a hero.
Comme des héros.
Wow.
Oh.
And sometimes,
parfois,
it gets to a point where they're almost defeated.
Ça arrive à un point où tel que ils sont presque vaincus.
By some heroic act of faith.
Ça, parfois, par un acte héroïque de la foi.
Then the actor emerges.
Alors, l'acteur réapparaît.
Sometimes he's beat up so bad.
Il est tellement battu.
The actor is almost dying.
Il est presque
and the big monster is above the actor, about to kill the. And then you see from the back someone that shoots it from the back.
Et vous voyez à partir de derrière quelqu'un qui
and he dies.
Et il meurt.
And then the film is over. Just to keep you on the edge.
Juste pour vous garder dans le suspense.
That's Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Catching inspiration from the pits of hell.
Trying
to tell people that there is aliens.
But
David is catching inspiration from the supernatural. Telling us a story that Abraham was saying. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm seeking a city to come. And what you find with most of these alien films, they depict things that are supposed to be happening to people that know their God. Sometimes you see them flying to one another.
Parfois vous les voyez en train de survoler l'un après l'autre.
And then they are fellowshipping.
Et peut-être en train de communier.
And with the aliens,
avec les
nothing is impossible.
Y a rien d'impossible.
They move through walls.
Ils traversent les murs.
And we are all mesmerized with science fiction.
Et nous sommes surpassés par la fiction, la science.
And we think, wow.
Et nous pensons, oh.
But brother, sister,
frère, sœur,
you don't realize that the Bible you have has got more science fiction than you think.
Vous ne comprenez pas que la
in
Bible
the same Bible you have, there was a man called Philip.
Dans la Bible,
he disappeared from one service.
Il a
and found himself in another service. Without transport, he was raptured. And we are aliens, but one of these days, it will not be beam me up, Scotty.
Ce n'est pas moi
no,
qui sera
it will be the rapture in
dans
the twinkling of an eye. It will be something more supernatural. So the devil is thinking
si le diable pense,
he's got his people captivated.
Il a ces gens en train d'attendre.
And aliens like to congregate together and procreate.
En train de procréer.
But the Bible says,
la Bible dit,
multiply and replenish the earth.
Multipliez-vous et remplissez la terre.
Ooh. We come from God.
Nous venons de Dieu.
We go back to God.
Nous retournons à Dieu.
So indeed, David, when he said, I'm a stranger in the earth,
David disait que je suis un étranger sur terre.
That's why the earth has got to be destroyed.
C'est pourquoi la terre doit être détruite.
In the future home.
Dans la demeure future.
And the true alien home has to come down.
Lorsque la vraie maison extraterrestre viendra.
The city four square.
La ville carré.
The pavements are gold.
Les pavements étant
the gates are pearly.
Les portes sont en perles.
So if you say I don't want to be a Christian because there is no blink blink in the Christian world, let me tell you,
pas être chrétien parce qu'il y a pas
we are aliens that are very deceptive.
Nous sommes des extraterrestres qui sont
we are pretending to be humble.
Prétendons être
where we come humble. From, it's not humble.
Là où nous venons, ce n'est pas humble.
There is gold, there is pavements of gold.
Il y a le pavement,
pearly gates. We don't labor for food up there. There is mansions galore.
Il y
There is a life that if we tell you about Hollywood, can't picture it perfectly. You have to catch it by revelation. Praise the Lord. And I want to submit to you one day. Our prophet got anxious and curious to know what's beyond the curtain of time. And the Holy Spirit descended. Says, would you like to see what awaits you as you are playing dumb on earth, looking miserable as you're going to church on a Saturday when everyone is partying? You are in church. No, don't pretend we don't know these things. Oh, yes. Brother George and I know these things. We know a thing or two about breakdance. Praise the Lord. It is God's grace that has become bold. During his day, he had hair bigger than sisters with a box cut, kid in play. But somehow, by God's grace, he realized he was an alien of that type. He comes from the heavenly home. And our heavenly home is bright and fair. That's why we feel like traveling on. The world might look upon us and despise us and think that Christianity is dull. But they don't know something. We are trying to blend him with nature. But actually, we are supernatural. We are aliens from a higher region. Not what the devil is trying to captivate. Through these green giants they call the Hulk. Some super extra powerful thing that does things that are impossible. We are the true aliens. When we take on a scripture that says with God, nothing shall be impossible. Oh, now I feel calm now. Can we put some meat into this word? Ephesians chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Look at this scripture. As I'm building my background. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Devenez donc les imitateurs de Dieu comme des enfants.
What I like about this chapter, it's instructions.
Ce que j'aime à propos de ce chapitre, ce sont les instructions.
It's telling you what to do.
Ça vous dit quoi faire.
It says, be ye therefore followers
devenez donc les imitateurs
of God as dear children.
Comme des enfants bien-aimés.
Walk in love.
Et marcher dans la charité.
As Christ also hath loved us.
À l'exemple de Christ qui nous a aimés.
And has given for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor.
Et qui s'est livré lui-même à Dieu pour nous comme une offrande et un sacrifice de bonne odeur.
Then, as we are being told the instructions.
Comme les instructions nous sont
données. We are now being told what to avoid.
Maintenant, ils nous disent aussi quoi éviter.
Says, but.
Mais.
Fornication.
Fornication, l'impudicité,
and all uncleanness.
Qu'aucune espèce d'impureté.
Those uncleanness that are not described.
Ces espèces d'impureté qu'on ne décrit pas.
You will never find a scripture that says.
Vous ne trouverez jamais une écriture qui dit.
But the internet.
Mais l'internet.
And its pornography.
Et sa pornographie.
Avoid.
Éviter.
Non.
Non.
You will find that says, but fornication.
Vous allez trouver qu'il est dit,
and all uncleanliness.
Et toute l'impudicité, toute espèce d'impureté.
What you can imagine, what you can't imagine.
Tout ce que vous pouvez imaginer,
as long as it's unclean.
Aussi longtemps que c'est impur.
Or covetousness.
Ou la cupidité.
Let it not be once named among you.
Ne soit pas même nommé au milieu de vous.
As becometh saints.
Ainsi qu'il convient à des saints.
Where the scripture is saying fornication.
Pendant que l'écriture dit l'impudicité,
that word fornication in Greek,
ce mot-là, impudicité en grec,
is pornia,
ça veut dire, c'est pornia,
which is the root word
qui veut dire, qui est la,
for pornography.
Le mot, la racine du
and
mot
porno.
Et porno.
All those words.
Tous ces mots.
So when this is being spoke about,
lorsqu'on parle de ceci,
notice,
Remarquez,
this is being preached to an Ephesian church age.
Ça c'est dit à l'église d'Éphésiens, l'église éphésienne.
A model church.
À l'église modèle.
In other words, we can say this is for the bride of Jesus Christ.
En d'autres termes, vous pouvez dire,
we are being told things not to do.
Vous avez dit des choses
que at all costs.
À tout prix.
If you can help it.
Si ça peut vous aider.
He says, oh no, but dad.
Vous pouvez dire, mais
vous, you don't understand.
Vous ne comprenez pas, papa.
The girls were all over me at school.
Ah, les filles sont sur moi à l'école.
It's hard to resist.
Difficile de résister.
And you know, dad.
Et tu sais, papa.
The prophet preached.
Le prophète a prêché.
And he said.
Et il dit.
You know.
Tu sais.
Bill is having 10 times more temptation than I did back then. You know, sometimes we use quotations to our own destruction.
Parfois, nous pouvons utiliser des citations pour notre destruction.
So, dad,
si, daddy,
you don't understand.
Tu ne comprends pas.
You grew up in Africa.
Ah, toi, tu as grandi en Afrique.
You've never had a white, nice girl come all over you and say,
une fille blanche qui vient sur toi.
David,
David,
you were handsome, Daniel.
Tu as entendu ça.
You've never had things like that in your life, Dad.
Tu n'as jamais eu des choses pareilles dans ta vie.
You didn't even have a telephone.
Tu n'avais même pas de téléphone.
I'm talking about a landline, Dad.
Je parle de
now I have téléphone. Broadband wherever I go.
Maintenant j'ai broadband partout où je vais.
You struggled with Scope, a magazine back then.
Tu avais Scope et des magazines là en Afrique.
No, Dad.
No,
things have gone a little bit deeper.
Les choses sont allées beaucoup plus profondes.
Brother, I don't care what you're going through.
Peu importe ce que
the scripture said,
l'écriture dit,
thou has redeemed my soul.
Tu as racheté
so you are able to keep me from falling. If you take the scripture,
si tu as
you will not fall.
Tu ne vas pas tomber.
He said, oh brother, my ex-girlfriend. You know, Brother George, I'm trying to serve God, but what do I say to my ex-girlfriend?
Qu'est-ce que je vais dire à ma girlfriend?
Every time I want to make a stand, that's when she comes and says,
chaque fois que je veux me
tenir I've really
debout,
thought hard.
Dire, je vais...
You are my guy.
C'est toi qui es mon guide.
And now you're coming and telling me now, look.
Maintenant, tu viens pour me dire, regarde.
Brother, when you look at your circumstances and the things around you will feel sorry for yourself.
Tu vas te sentir
désolé. You will think you can't overcome. But brother, we are here to remind you.
You
are not of earth.
Tu n'es pas
and earth's habit. You can overcome.
Tu peux vaincre.
There is nothing like.
Il n'y a rien comme
because the scripture says, Lo, I am with you.
Dit, je suis avec toi.
Right up
juste
to the end of the world. Things are tough.
Mais les choses sont dures.
The same devil you are fighting is the same devil we overcame, so you can overcome.
Le même diable que tu
don't lie to yourself and think that it's changed.
Tu peux le vaincre.
It's only just intensified.
C'est juste intensifié.
That's why we are also preaching to you an intensified gospel.
When
we grew up, we didn't need to have pornography preached because we are here to counteract what the devil is doing in your lives and showing you through the word.
Pour te montrer dans la parole.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you increase for me Psalm? Ephesians chapter 5. I'll read it from here.
Ephesians
I'll call out
5.
The scriptures. You put them there. Now see.
Voyez.
Ephesians chapter 5.
Ephesians chapter 5.
Go back to verse 4. Back to the scripture I left.
Verse 3.
Yeah. But fornication.
Que l'impudicité,
and all uncleanliness,
aucune espèce d'impureté,
or covetousness,
ou la cupidité,
let it not be once named among you,
ne soit pas nommé parmi vous,
as becometh saints,
comme cela convient à des saints.
There are things that should not be a struggle and a bother in the church of the living God. If it's a proper Ephesian church that is living today,
dans laquelle nous vivons aujourd'hui,
because there was a difference between
parce qu'il y avait une différence entre
Ephesus and Corinthians.
Et les Éphèses,
Corinthians, you had all sorts of fornication.
Il y avait toutes sortes d'impudicité.
Such fornication has never been named. You could find it in Corinthians.
À Corinthe.
Until the prophet preached Corinthians.
Jusqu'à ce que le prophète a prêché aux Corinthiens.
Book of correction.
Corinthiens, livre de correction.
In Corinthians.
Dans Corinthe.
You had everything.
Il y avait toutes choses.
That religion offers.
Que la religion.
You had the resurrection is past.
Il y avait la résurrection est déjà passée.
You had fornication with the mother.
Des choses comme l'impudicité avec sa maman.
You heard all sorts of things.
Vous entendez toutes sortes de choses.
Paul had to preach about money.
Paul devrait prêcher à propos de
l'argent. Hey, upon the first day, you gather with your tithes. I'm coming. Everything.
Vous devez vous garder avec.
That was supposed to be elementary.
Tout ce qui était censé être élémentaire.
Until you have Corinthians book 1.
Au point d'avoir le Corinthiens le livre 1.
And the second book of Corinthians.
Et le deuxième livre de Corinthiens.
Because there was a lot to say in
Corinth. Parce qu'il y avait beaucoup de choses à dire à propos des Corinthiens.
Sisters are to be put in order.
Les sœurs qu'on devrait remettre en ordre.
Because they all felt a ministry.
Parce qu'elles se sentaient ministres.
Then Paul had to put Corinthians and everything. That's the book.
Le livre des Corinthiens, c'est le livre.
That shows all the evil that can happen in church.
Tout le mal qui peut arriver dans une église.
But Ephesians,
mais Ephésiens,
there wasn't much letters to write there.
Il n'y avait pas beaucoup de lettres à écrire
but
là.
But supernatural and spiritual things.
Les choses surnaturelles et spirituelles.
And a slight warning here and there that, oh brothers.
Et vous n'allez pas entendre ici ou là-bas, frère.
Let fornication never be named among you.
Que l'impudicité ne soit pas nommée parmi vous.
Or uncleanness.
Ou l'impureté.
Or covetousness.
Ou la cupidité.
As becometh saints.
Comme cela convient à des saints.
But in Corinthians, they were not addressed as saints. There was a lot of shouting in Corinthians.
Il y avait beaucoup de cris aux Corinthiens.
For example,
par exemple,
Paul would say,
Paul pouvait dire,
in a letter, what? How can you show your temper in a letter? What?
Comment?
Came the Spirit of God to you, or to you only? If any man,
si un homme,
acknowledges himself to be spiritual,
se reconnaître spirituel.
Let me acknowledge that what I say
qu'il reconnaisse que c'est que
is a commandment of God.
Est un commandement de Dieu.
How can a man write such a temper in a letter?
Comment
you could feel the temper
peut écrire une lettre
in
avec
the letter.
Telle tempérance, une lettre.
But in Ephesians,
mais dans Ephésiens,
says unto him,
il dit à celui
that is able
qui est capable
to do the exceeding abundant,
qui peut faire
more than that which you ask for,
nous pouvons demander,
or think.
Ou penser,
God was doing little surprises.
Dieu faisait des surprises.
So I believe.
Et si je crois,
the end time bride.
L'épouse du temps de la fin.
Is a proper Ephesian church.
Et c'est l'église propre d'Éphèse.
We should not be preaching about fornication
nous
and pornography.
Nous devons prêcher à propos de l'impudicité.
We should be preaching
nous
about.
Nous devons prêcher à propos.
How to forgive?
Comment pardonner?
In order to enter into the realm of the third
pool. Pour entrer dans le domaine.
Because it cannot happen.
Parce que ça ne peut pas arriver.
You can't get creative power.
Vous ne pouvez pas avoir la
before you get the character of God.
Avant qu'il y ait la
otherwise, you
Dieu.
Speak the autrement, pastor out of existence when he rebukes you.
Vous parlez à le pasteur pour qu'il n'existe pas et il va vous réprimander.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 4. Verse 4 says, after he has mentioned no fornication,
après avoir mentionné
no
pas
covetousness,
pas de
no uncleanliness,
pas d'impureté,
then he says, neither filthiness.
Dit, qu'on n'entende pas de paroles.
Sometimes there can be filthiness.
Parfois il peut y avoir des paroles déshonnêtes.
In the spirit.
Dans l'esprit.
You can have a brother that will not fornicate.
Vous n'aurez
will not be covetous,
but can have a filthy spirit. Qui n'est pas cupide, mais
always out of order.
Toujours en dehors de l'ordre.
Always doing a real filth. They always catch things wrong.
Et il y a toujours qui
it's a filthy spirit.
Garde toujours les choses en train d'aller.
Nor a foolish talking.
Ni propos insensé.
Look at what they're being taught.
Regardez ce qui leur est enseigné.
There are some people.
Il y a des gens.
Who just don't get what God is trying to do.
Qui ne comprennent toujours pas ce que
they can't go past human beings.
Ils ne peuvent pas dépasser
to see the God behind the picture.
Ils vont
they only see. They see.
Ils voient.
They see each other. They can't go past the veil of the flesh.
Ils ne peuvent pas dépasser le voile de la chair.
Not a foolish talking.
Ni plaisanterie.
That's why
c'est pourquoi
we don't speak little languages that are not languages.
Nous ne parlons pas de langage.
That are hooked up
langage.
At school.
Qui ont été enseignés
do you know that if your child writes an email to their friend at school, they can write it in such a way that if they are just symbols of little words, you won't know nothing
lorsque votre enfant écrit un
that is being said in that email.
il peut l'écrire dans un langage tel que vous.
They can speak back to France. They can actually gossip about you while you are there with a smile on your face.
Ils peuvent en train de parler contre toi pendant que tu es en train de rire.
I know that because we were once your age. That's what we used to do. We used to speak it in a way that nobody around who is not in our clan cannot catch it.
C'est que personne autour de nous ne puisse pas l'entendre.
I would say, brother, that Jennifer and Nana, I'm going to turn around and ramvunura. I've said, brother David, go and fetch me some water. Yeah. You just put a na on between every word.
Tu mets maintenant.
Branada Jonoji. Gono and Genet Mini Sam Konoko Kolola. So you do have these things. So when the youth invent their own language,
tu crées ta propre langue.
They try to tell us dead is different. No, it's not different, it's the same devil. Avoid those things. Because they are not convenient. But rather the giving of thanks.
Verse 5.
For this you know.
Car sachez-le bien.
That warmongers.
Aucun impudique.
Nor unclean persons.
Ou impur.
Nor covetous men.
Ou cupide.
Who is an idolater?
Qui est idolâtre?
When a person becomes an idolater, they literally worship what they do.
Idolâtre,
remember, Brother Branham, when he met the maniac of arrogance,
savez, lorsque le frère Branham a rencontré le
he cast out the demon in front of the people.
Il a montré les
but the man never ceased to be a maniac after that.
Mais après cela, l'homme n'a pas cessé d'être maniaque.
Brother Branham says the reason why this man can't get delivered.
La raison pour laquelle cet homme ne peut pas être délivré.
He worships the spirit in him.
Il adore l'esprit en lui.
He was an idolater.
Il était un idolâtre.
When you hear a person constantly being
lorsque
admonished by the word,
toujours vaincu par le monde,
and still can't change their life,
et qu'il ne peut pas changer sa vie,
they are worshiping their pride.
Il adore son orgueil.
They are worshiping their arrogance.
Son arrogance.
And the Bible does not want that.
Et la Bible ne veut pas cela.
For this you know.
Car.
Verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words.
Que personne ne vous séduise par des vains discours.
For because of these things, which things? The things that he has mentioned.
À cause de ces choses, quelles sont ces choses? Les choses qui ont été mentionnées.
Cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience.
Que la colère de Dieu vient sur les fils de la rébellion.
Verse 6. 7. This says, be not ye therefore partakers with them.
N'ayez donc aucune part avec eux.
Don't be a part of what happens at school.
Ne prenez pas part à ce qui se passe à l'école.
Say like David, I'm a stranger in the earth.
Dites comme David, je suis.
And when you look at them,
et vous allez le regarder,
you consider your origin.
Vous considérez votre
and
origine.
Don't partake of earthly things.
Et vous ne prenez pas part aux choses.
Because you are a stranger
parce que vous
in
êtes
the earth.
Étranger sur la terre.
Verse 8. For you were sometimes darkness.
Autrefois vous étiez ténèbres.
But ye are. Now are ye light.
Maintenant vous êtes la lumière.
In the Lord.
Dans le Seigneur.
Walk.
Marchez.
As children.
Comme des enfants.
Of the light.
Des lumières.
So my title is.
Ainsi mon titre est.
Light of the living.
La lumière des vivants.
Struck strangers.
Qui frappe les étrangers.
We are strangers.
Nous sommes étrangers.
In this world.
Dans ce monde.
We cannot.
Nous ne pouvons pas.
Get entangled in their things.
Nous englouter dans ces choses du monde.
Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Praise the Lord.
Alleluia.
Can I get deeper?
Est-ce que je peux aller plus profond?
When God called the children of Israel,
lorsque Dieu appelait les enfants d'Israël,
He gave them certain things to do.
Il leur a donné certaines choses à faire.
To differentiate them.
Pour les différencier.
With the order of the day.
D'avec les
with les the mondes. People and the nations they were going to meet.
Les gens du monde.
He said to them,
il leur a dit,
every male of your children,
chacun de vos enfants,
shall be circumcised on the seventh day.
De chacun de vos garçons doit être circoncis le septième jour.
It's not so much that God really, really wanted people to have pain of circumcision.
Ce n'est pas tellement que Dieu voulait que les gens puissent avoir la peine de la circoncision.
If God wanted, he would have made them born circumcised already.
Il pouvait les faire naître circoncis déjà.
It was an instruction where if you acknowledge that you are not of the world, you will just take and obey and be circumcised. You never asked why.
Vous ne demandez pas pourquoi.
And God never explained that this circumcision is a type of the new birth, which those people never knew that what they were doing were types and shadows.
Mais ce qu'ils faisaient, c'était l'idole.
They were just saying, this is what God,
ils disaient seulement que c'est
the God that thunders on Mount Sinai,
c'est le Dieu des tonnerres sur
the God of the pillar of fire,
le Dieu de la colonne de feu.
He wants us to be circumcised.
Il veut que nous soyons circoncis.
Period. And now Ephesians,
maintenant, Ephésiens,
they are just being told,
on leur a dit,
no fornication.
Pas d'impudicité.
Brother, if God had to have a debate
si
with people,
avoir un débat avec les gens,
we would give every excuse to not do what God wants.
Toutes les excuses pour ne pas faire ce que Dieu veut.
If it was a question and answers,
si c'était question réponse,
a sister, God sitting here and the sisters in church,
Dieu est assis ici et les sœurs à l'église,
God would come down and say,
Dieu qui descend, il dit,
no fornication.
Pas d'impudicité.
Then the sister would say,
les what? Sœurs disant, quoi?
What if he's handsome? No, the Bible said, no fornication.
La Bible dit, pas d'impudicité.
What part do you not understand?
Qu'est-ce que vous ne comprenez pas?
It says, no.
Il est dit, non.
Fornication.
Pas d'impudicité.
It never said, if he's tall, dark and handsome, there could be a leeway. We could reason it out together. Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm expecting one day that a phone will ring while I'm in England.
Le téléphone va sonner pendant que je suis en Angleterre.
It will be Brother David on the phone, Brother Scotty.
David au téléphone.
Hey, man of God.
Hey, l'homme de Dieu.
Are you free the weekend of such and such? It has to be summer on your wedding, okay? Our daughter is getting married, huh?
Notre fille est en train
de... I say, really?
Hey, tu es libre, c'est tel weekend.
Brother, if there was something on my diary to go somewhere,
si
I would have to cancel.
Sur mon agenda, je dois annuler.
Because...
parce que
our daughter is getting married.
Parce que
it's supposed to be a surreal moment for us.
C'est
oh God.
Un vrai moment pour nous de dire Dieu.
And on your wedding, I'll be singing, I'm a pilgrim. And this, wow, this is what God has done. Brother David, I was little. Because I remember the time I came to your house the first time, I slept in your daughter's bedroom. This little girl, this pinky little girl with a pink. She's getting married. She overcame all the hanks of Dublin, all them six packers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then after a little while, another phone call comes.
And un autre appel téléphonique.
To be brother George.
Ça sera frère George.
Tara is getting married.
Tara va se marier.
Wow.
Wow.
I will not, I'm already invited.
Je suis déjà invité.
Whoever the fiancé will be, you tell him my dad has got awkward cousins and family members. Some of them show up in unusual ways. If you want me to wear a pink suit, I'll wear it that day. Because it's a special day. Oh my, I feel like preaching now. But the one thing we have to acknowledge,
une chose que nous devons reconnaître,
is that we are strangers.
C'est que nous sommes étrangers.
And we are not of this earth.
Nous ne sommes pas de cette terre.
So we cannot take earthly habits.
Nous ne pouvons pas apprendre.
We cannot be enticed with earthly things.
Nous ne pouvons pas nous emporter dans toutes ces choses.
Praise the Lord. So you see,
vous voyez,
Psalms. David says, let me walk in the light of the living.
David dit que je marche dans la lumière du vivant.
Ephesians. He says,
Ephésiens dit,
light in the Lord.
Amen.
So, light of the living
la lumière
is light in the Lord.
C'est la lumière dans le Seigneur.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Say, so, oh, Pastor, where are you going?
Pastor, où est-ce que tu vas?
Let me give you a life example.
Je vais te donner un exemple de
praise
la
the Lord. In Genesis chapter 34,
Genèse, chapitre 34,
let me show you
je vais montrer
the difference
la différence
between the children of the world
entre les enfants de la terre
and the difference
et la différence
with we that are strangers in
avec
the earth.
Nous qui sommes étrangers sur terre.
Genesis chapter 34, can you put it up for me, bro?
Genèse, chapitre 34.
There's a little story there of a young lady called Diana.
Il y a une histoire là d'une fille appelée Diane.
Praise the Lord. Did I say Genesis? I said Genesis 34, not 4. 34.
Right.
Let's follow the scriptures.
Suivant l'écriture.
It says, and Diana.
Dina.
That Dina, sorry. Dinah. We call it Dinah, isn't it? Mm. And Dinah.
Dina.
The daughter of Leah.
La fille de Leah.
Which she bare unto Jacob. Went out to see the daughters of the land.
Les filles du pays.
So there was a difference.
Y avait une différence
between the daughters of God
entre les filles de Dieu
and the daughters of the land.
Et les filles du pays.
She went for a slumber party.
Elle est allée pour une fête.
I told my daughter,
j'avais dit à ma fille,
no slumber parties.
Pas de fête.
I can't bear the thought of you sleeping in some stranger's house.
Je ne peux pas supporter que tu passes nuit.
What if they are Satanists?
La maison d'un étranger.
And you are the subject. They want a sacrifice, and you go in there. Ah,
tu
never tolerate that.
Tu vas là-bas.
The only slumber party that happens in my house.
La seule fête qui peut se passer pendant la nuit, ça se passe dans ma maison.
And in any case, why would you want a party at night where you are slumbering? Are you witches or what?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu veux passer la nuit fêter pendant toute la nuit pendant que tu somnoles?
So look at Dinah. Oh, she went there. Back to verse 1. See, it says, he went to see the daughters of the land.
Elle sortit pour voir les filles du pays.
She went to see how the girls in Dublin rock.
Elle est allée voir comment les filles de Dublin pouvaient faire le rock.
How they do their thing.
Comment elles font leur chose.
You know what I'm saying?
Ça veut dire ce que je dis.
Verse 2. And when Shechem. Now here's the difference.
Voici la différence.
I don't want you sisters to be naive.
Je veux pas qu'il soit naïf.
And when Shechem, the son of Hamor the Havite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her.
Elle fut aperçue par Shechem, fils de Hamor, prince du pays. Il enleva, coucha avec elle et la déshonora.
One outing.
Juste une nuit pour sortir.
The girl is defiled.
Et la fille est déshonorée.
Once.
Une seule fois.
Verse 3. Now look.
Regardez.
Shechem. It doesn't mean that when they say they love you, some of them are lying.
Ça ne veut pas dire lorsqu'ils disent je t'aime.
Some of them will be sincere.
Oui, certains sont sincères.
They'll be telling the truth.
Ils disent la vérité.
But the problem with their truth, it's not consistent.
Le problème avec leur vérité, c'est elle n'est pas consistante.
The really boys in the world never lie to think boys in the world don't fall in love. They fall head over heels in love. There is no brother who can compare with how boys in the world fall in love. I can't keep up pace. I can't be buying my wife every day and telling her, you know what I'm saying? I've been thinking of you the whole day. You know what I'm saying? It's just a violence. I can't be thinking about her all day when it's time to think about scriptures and quotations and other things. But look at Shechem. Dinah just didn't fall for nothing. Oh, no. Shechem had a lyric. And he so clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel.
Son cœur s'attacha à Dinah, fille de Jacob. Il aima la jeune fille et sut parler à son cœur.
I've been waiting all my life for you, now. You know, you mean the whole world to me, I think. They will text you, send you a little present. And if you are a naive girl,
si tu es une fille naïve,
you'll be going, oh, oh, so sweet. But
Shechem
never spake as rough as brothers do.
N'a jamais parlé aussi bien que les frères peuvent parler.
Shechem was romantic.
Shechem était romantique.
I'll give the world for you, man.
Je vais abandonner le monde pour toi.
Shechem would sing romantic songs.
Pouvait chanter les chansons romantiques.
You are my eyes when I couldn't see. Shechem would walk the path.
Shechem.
A brother would be singing. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
Je vais vous dire, frères et sœurs.
And hear me well.
Écoutez-moi bien.
Life in the message,
la vie dans le message
is boring.
Est ennuyante.
You didn't hear me.
Vous n'avez pas entendu.
Life in the message,
la vie dans le message,
is not exciting.
N'est pas excitante.
Because we are not here to stay.
Parce que nous ne sommes pas ici
pour
vivre. Non.
That's why Brother Branham says people confuse pyrite gold
c'est pourquoi
and calls it fool's gold.
Ils appellent cela l'or de la folie.
No. Our life is not exciting. You can't see me jumping up and down on February the 14th. Sister Florence, it's Valentine. No. I've got other things to do. Praise the Lord. But in the world,
mais dans le monde,
that's their portion.
Ça c'est leur portion.
They have all the time to write poems about their wives.
Ils écrivent des bons poèmes pour leurs femmes.
And when he smiles, he's got a handsomely devilish smile that can melt any girl that is normal. And then he's got a gold tooth sticking from another corner and a six-pack. When he's moving, it's like he's working out. You can see the muscles going around. Who wouldn't want a guy like that? And then you come to church.
Un homme qui vient à l'église.
You see good old boring brothers. Father, make us one. I'm quick and change translated by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing exciting.
Rien d'excitant.
But one thing I thank God for.
Une chose pour laquelle je suis
in that lack of excitement,
c'est que dans cette excitation,
God put his seed in me.
Dieu a placé
and he said,
et il a dit,
he is able to keep me
il est capable
from
de
falling.
Préserver de la chute.
And if the Bible says,
et si la Bible dit,
I write unto you because you have overcome,
je vous écris parce que
it means there must be something to overcome.
Ça veut dire qu'il doit y avoir quelque chose à vaincre.
You've got to overcome them handsome faces.
Vous devez vaincre ces
you've got to overcome everything
vous devez vaincre toutes choses
that the devil throws our way.
Que le diable jette sur votre chemin.
Now, there is a light of the dead. Whenever you don't overcome,
si vous ne vainquez pas,
it always leads to death.
Ça conduit à la mort.
How many remember?
Combien se souviennent?
The four horse riders.
That's right. Les quatre cavaliers.
They ride up right to the end.
Ils ont chevauché jusqu'à la fin.
The ultimate thing is death.
La chose.
It starts white, but it ends up another color.
Ça se termine.
And it's exactly the same in the life of a believer.
La même chose dans la vie d'un croyant.
So when he's coming to you,
si lorsqu'il vient vers vous,
with the lyrics like Shechem,
avec de Lily comme Shechem,
become more romantic.
Il vient,
you
must
know, the more a boy is romantic,
plus
the more he should remind you that that's a wise horse rider.
Plus ça doit te rappeler que ça c'est un cavalier sur le cheval blanc.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, man. And they all have this kind of like funny step with all their trousers is tied right in the half mast. How on earth can you be attracted to someone who doesn't tie his trousers right at the waist? So never think that Dinah was overcome for nothing. No.
Ne pense pas que Dinah était vaincue pour rien.
Shechem meant business.
A fait son affaire.
That boyfriend who's not giving up on you.
Qui ne te fait pas le rap.
These days they are so clever. They will open up a profile on Facebook.
Ces jours-ci ils sont sages.
And they'll put your face on it.
Facebook, ils vont mettre
so if you click their name, your face stands up.
Si tu écris son nom, c'est ta face qui sort.
And then you ring them.
Et tu vas appeler.
Where did you put my face on the Facebook?
Ma face sur Facebook.
Come on, you get me in trouble with my dad.
Tu vas m'attirer des troubles avec mon père.
And the lyrics go further.
Il continue avec ce lyric.
I'm not ashamed of telling you that I love you, man. I don't care if your dad knows. I'm not going to tell the whole world that I love you, man. That's why I put your face there.
The
poor girl hangs up the phone. He says, oh, bless. He put my face on his profile. He wants to let... So I'm prepared to let all my exes know that you're the queen, man. You're the one. You're the one. Don't you worry, very soon it will be removed. So after Dinah was overcome by Shechem,
oui, après que Dinah soit vaincu par Shechem,
Shechem went to his dad.
Shechem est allé voir son père.
He said, "Dad, I'm telling you, this girl is serious." The father said, "She's Hebrew.
Elle est hébreu.
How could you go to a Hebrew girl?"
Comment est-ce que tu peux arriver à une fille hébreu?
Dad, I never went to her dad. She came. She came to me.
Je suis jamais allé vers elle. C'est elle qui est venue vers moi.
She came to me.
Elle est venue à moi.
She came into our party, Dad, and I was sitting in a corner. Bam! I saw her eyes. I said, "Hey."
Elle est venue vers moi, j'étais assis au coin.
So he sat in the corner in Shechem because Shechem was the prince of the land.
Parce que Shechem était prince.
I sent my bodyguards, man. I said, go ask her for a number.
J'ai demandé à mes gardes d'aller lui demander.
Worldly boys will treat you like you've never been treated by your own father.
Les garçons du monde vont te
traiter. And you will fall.
Et tu vas tomber.
If you are not born again.
Si tu n'es pas né de nouveau.
So, Shechem.
Shechem.
The father was a bit.
Le père
don't you know those people have weird customs?
Tu ne sais pas que ces gens ont des.
Are you going to be able to do what they do when they give birth to a child? They go to church and sing a boring song called "Bring Them In." Bring everything they do is weird. The father, he's talking about them churches and them Hebrews and everything. He says, "But Dad, I'm willing to do everything for
him." Père, je veux tout faire.
I love
him. Je l'aime.
You don't refuse boys in the world because they love you. No.
Je ne refuse pas les garçons
du you are from another place.
Tu viens d'un autre endroit.
You are not of the same kind.
Tu n'es pas de la
That's
même
just
nature.
The reason.
C'est ça la raison.
Not that they are deceiving. No.
Non pas parce qu'ils sont séduisants.
Get that out of your mind that all the boys in the world are deceiving because Shechem wasn't. The Bible says, and he's so clever unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly.
Il s'attacha tellement à Dinah, la fille de Jacob, qu'il l'aima.
Brother, I can see Dinah crying.
Je peux voir Dinah
to Shechem.
Pleurer à Shechem.
What have you done?
Que m'as-tu fait?
I'm going to be in trouble with my dad.
Je vais être en trouble avec mon père.
I'm going to be in trouble with my dad.
Je vais être en trouble avec mon père.
Because in our culture we have clothes for virgins.
Parce que dans
no, because of what you've done, I have to take them off.
Je dois les enlever maintenant.
And Shechem would take that girl and put her on his broad shoulder and stroke her hair. Says,
Shechem pouvait prendre sa tête et
don't worry.
En train de flirter sur ses cheveux.
We'll sort it out.
Nous allons we'll l'arranger. Nous allons le fixer.
I'll speak to my dad, yeah?
Je vais parler à mon père ici.
And you'll email your dad. Something can be arranged.
Quelque chose peut être arrangé.
And then Dinah's. Relax. Listen. Who's the prince?
Qui est prince ici?
You're the prince. So relax. Do you realize if my dad goes, I mean everything. So I'm going to talk to my dad.
Je vais parler à mon père.
But you don't understand. I have two brothers, Simeon and Levi. They are very cruel.
Je comprends pas que j'ai deux frères qui sont très cruels.
Says, hey, since when did it become such a hideous thing to be in love? I'll rather die knowing that I did the right thing. I love you, man. Hey, Dinah.
Je préfère mourir parce que
Shechem was a literalist.
Shechem savait comment parler à une fille.
He would take the name Dinah and put a poem into it. Says D.
Il pouvait lui parler, lui écrire un poème.
Don't worry, I got your back.
T'inquiète pas.
I will always be by your side.
Je serai toujours à tes côtés.
N. Never worry, we'll get it sorted out.
Tout va s'arranger.
Always with you.
Toujours avec toi.
H. Hallelujah. You see, now I now know your language from the Hebrew. Hallelujah means praise God. The devil will try very hard. He will send a boy you will never find. You can go convention throughout the world. You will never find a guy as slick as what the devil can throw your way.
Tu ne trouveras jamais un garçon aussi sage que celui que le diable.
All the brothers are very bland. Even if they were sharp like that guy, the moment they come into the message, they become very bland.
Même si les frères étaient beaux quand ils étaient dans le monde. Quand il vient dans le message, il devient laid.
So Dinah now had this dilemma.
Avec ce dilemme, Dinah,
she went to see the children of the land.
Elle est allée voir les filles du pays.
One day of compromise.
Un seul jour de compromis.
Brought death.
A rapporté la mort.
To the entire nation.
À toute une nation.
That's why I called it Light of the Living.
C'est pourquoi je l'ai intitulé la
when Dinah
lumière des vivants.
Went there,
lorsque Dinah
Jacob,
est allé là, Jacob
saw visitors he'd never seen.
Il a vu des visiteurs qu'il n'a jamais
Shechem's
vu.
Shechem's father.
Père de Shechem.
Let's make a covenant. Let's make these things. I mean, this is
faisons une alliance.
This is genuine love, man.
Ça c'est un amour véritable.
This stuff right here is out of this is serious stuff here.
Ça, ce sont des choses sérieuses.
It's better than a romantic movie, man.
C'est mieux que
tell us what to do, we'll do it.
Dis-moi ce qu'il faut faire, je vais le faire.
Says, I see if you want to marry our daughter, you'll have to be circumcised.
Si tu veux épouser ma fille, tu dois être circoncis.
That's not a problem.
Ça, c'est pas un problème.
And Shechem went and hugged little Dinah. Says, what did I tell you?
Si Shechem est allé embrasser.
For you, man.
À cause de toi.
I'm willing to be circumcised.
Je veux être circoncis.
I heard it's painful when you're old like I am, but hey.
J'ai entendu que c'est dur lorsque tu es vieux.
What's anything between you and me? Don't ever import a boy to church.
N'importe pas une fille à l'église.
Because some boys are daring, says, I'll come to your church.
Parce que certains garçons sont courageux, ils vont dire, je
it has never been God's way that you pull out a boy out of this world.
Ça n'a jamais été
that's exactly what Dinah did. Went and pulled out Shechem, and Shechem was even ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Circumcision.
Shechem était même prêt pour attirer le baptême, pour avoir le baptême.
You cannot bring someone.
Tu ne peux pas amener quelqu'un.
That you've got in your fallen state and expect to live a good, successful Christian life.
Et avoir une vie chrétienne.
So Shechem now
came. Est venu.
The horse riders were in action. It led to death.
Le cavalier a conduit vers la mort.
And before death comes,
et avant que la mort ne vienne,
Brother Branham, says,
dit,
if you are in life,
si tu es dans la vie,
there is a light above you.
Il y a une lumière au-dessus de toi.
If you are not living right,
si tu ne vis pas correctement,
there is darkness above you.
Il y a les ténèbres sur toi.
The light of the living,
la lumière du vivant,
is the pillar of fire.
C'est la colonne de
above
feu
the believer.
Sur, au-dessus
the light
morts.
Of the dead,
la lumière des morts,
is a shadow of darkness
c'est,
above
de
an
la
unbeliever.
Ténèbres au-dessus de
so when Shechem
lorsque
and Dinah fell.
Et Dinah sont tombés,
it brought a dark spirit upon them.
Cela a apporté un esprit sombre sur eux.
The whole tribe
toute la tribu
of Shechem,
de Shechem
had a dark spirit upon them.
Avait un esprit sombre sur eux.
They were numbered for death.
Ils étaient nombrés pour la mort.
Because God does not condone.
Parce que Dieu ne condamne pas.
Or gives preservation
ou ne préserve pas
just for the sake of it.
Juste pour
préserver. All of us carry a light above us
chacun de nous, nous
or a shadow,
sur nous,
depending on how you are living. If you are living right,
si vous vivez, vous vivez
the pillar of fire is on top of you.
La colonne de feu est au-dessus.
Praise the Lord. We go to my first quotation, my brother. Now, listen to this. Brother Branham, in discernment.
Dans discernement,
says, I don't know you.
Je ne
God
connais
knows
pas.
You.
Dieu vous connaît.
I know nothing of you.
Je ne connais rien sur
now.
Vous. Maintenant,
I know nothing of you now.
Je ne connais rien sur vous.
But I want you to look this way.
Mais je veux que vous puissiez regarder ici.
I want you to believe.
Je veux que vous croyiez.
One thing I know this.
Une chose que je sais ceci.
That you haven't lived the life that you want to live?
Vous n'avez pas vécu la vie que vous voulez vivre.
Have you?
N'est-ce pas?
Brother Abraham says, you haven't been the Christian that you wanted to be and desire to be.
Vous n'avez jamais été un chrétien que vous
avez voulu
toujours être. Ça c'est vrai.
You haven't lived the victorious life.
Vous n'avez pas vécu une vie victorieuse.
Because darkness is gathering around you.
Parce que les ténèbres t'entourent.
So if you take this quotation,
si tu prends cette
back to the life of Dinah, if Dinah went into the presence of the prophet,
after she had gone
to that party,
au lieu d'aller
what would the prophet say?
Qu'est-ce que le prophète pouvait dire?
Dinah, you've not overcome.
Tu n'as pas vaincu.
You've not lived right.
Tu n'as pas vécu correctement.
Because I see,
parce que je vois,
darkness gathering around you.
Les ténèbres s'assemblent autour de toi.
So to someone who is not taught in the word.
À celui qui n'est pas enseigné dans la parole.
No, it's just a weakness. I was just overcome. No.
Faiblesse, je vais vaincre. Non.
Those actions of not living right.
Ces actions de ne pas vivre correctement.
Will gather darkness around you.
Vont réunir les ténèbres autour de toi.
See, but I see also here. Here is what's wrong with you. If I can tell you what's wrong with you.
Si je peux te dire ce qui ne va pas.
Will you believe me?
Vas-tu me croire?
All right. You are suffering.
Tu souffres
with a kidney.
Un problème de rein.
You are suffering.
Tu souffres.
Darkness.
Ténèbres.
Then the problem.
Et puis.
Kidney.
Problème de rein.
That's why people that don't walk right.
C'est pourquoi les gens qui ne marchent pas correctement.
Are always in. Sicknesses and ailments.
Sont toujours dans la maladie.
We can't discern.
Nous ne pouvons pas discerner.
Because we don't have the gift like the prophet.
Parce que nous n'avons pas un
but there are some people.
Mais y a des gens,
if you were to judge by their sicknesses and the way they do their things,
si vous
you can almost say, brother, sister, there is a dark spirit on top of
you. Chose, vous pouvez dire que frère ou soeur, y a un,
stop doing what you are doing, brother.
Arrête
you are gathering darkness over yourself.
Sinon, tu es en train de réunir la ténèbre sur toi.
Yeah, again. Would you come, sir?
Pouvez-vous avancer, monsieur?
Do you believe with all your heart?
Croyez-vous avec tout?
Do you believe?
Vous croyez?
We are both in his presence.
Nous sommes tous deux.
The presence of the Almighty.
La présence du Tout-Puissant.
To whom we'll give an account for at the day of the judgment.
À qui nous rendrons
when we stand.
Jugement, lorsque
it's becoming dark around you, brother.
La ténèbre s'assemble autour de toi.
You are taken to a place, I see a man. Oh, hospital. Oh, it's a surgery.
C'est
a cancer.
C'est une opération, c'est un cancer.
And the doctors shook their heads and sold you up again.
Et le docteur a bougé sa
there's
sa
nothing
tête.
Can be done as far as doctors are.
Aussi que les docteurs sont concernés.
They sold you up.
Ils ont
and left you this way.
Et puis t'ont laissé ainsi.
It's like
c'est comme
you go to the doctors.
Tu vas voir les docteurs.
You've got cancer.
Tu as un cancer.
They see their x-rays, says we'll operate.
Ils voient et ils font le rayon X et puis ils vont dire qu'ils
then
vont
they opérer. Begin to cut you out.
Et puis ils ont coupé.
They open.
Ils ouvrent.
They look.
Ils regardent.
Then they look at each other.
Et puis ils se regardent.
Better we close.
Bouge la tête, ils disent c'est mieux qu'on ferme.
How the spirit of darkness, whether it was a spirit that came because of the sickness, or it was a spirit that came because of the life. But if I go back to the scriptures I've read,
mais si je dois retourner à l'écriture,
I think
que
that
j'ai lu,
darkness gathers because of the life.
Je vois que l'obscurité.
There is a certain type of life.
Il y a une autre.
That if you live,
second type de vie tel que si vous vivez,
you will get to yourself.
Vous retournez en
evil
vous.
Spirits.
Vous allez vous attirer des
you démons. Get yourself
vous allez vous attirer
into territories
dans un territoire
that you will regret.
Que vous allez regretter.
I can prove it.
Je peux le prouver.
I told you about Dinah.
Je vous ai dit
is that right?
Dinah, est-ce correct?
If you go to John chapter 8,
si vous allez à Jean chapitre
from verse 1 right up to 12,
le verset 1
it's the woman caught in adultery.
C'est une femme qui a été,
when Christ says to her,
lorsque Christ lui a dit,
go.
Va.
Your sins are forgiven.
Tes péchés sont pardonnés.
The immediate verse, he says, walk in the light. It gives me to understand there is a coalition between wrong living and the gathering of darkness upon a believer.
Et l'obscurité à cause du croyant.
Says, oh no, he's just my girlfriend.
Non, c'est juste ma copine.
Right there. You are gathering yourself a spirit of darkness.
Tu t'attires l'obscurité.
Because all those demons that could have entered you of sicknesses and cancers and things, they are failing.
Parce que tous ces esprits
because you are kept by the pillar of fire.
En toi,
but if you step out of the pillar of fire, you gather to yourself darkness.
Tu sors de la colonne de feu, tu t'attires l'obscurité.
That is why, brother, smoking,
c'est pourquoi, frère, smoking
will give you cancer.
Le frère,
it's a given.
Va te donner le cancer.
Whether you like it or not,
que tu l'aimes ou pas,
smoking will give you cancer.
Va te donner du cancer.
Whether you like it or not,
que tu le veux
there
ou pas,
are certain activities that we read in Ephesians chapter 5. They will give you certain diseases. Brother Branham speaks about a young girl that became a Sunday school teacher, moved to another neighborhood. Then she got into courtship, then got married, then left her husband, then ended up with another boyfriend. Then she used to laugh to another girl called Lucille, who was in the Branham
Tabernacle.
She would say, oh, the reason why you are so boring, you are foggy and old-fashioned like your pastor.
Tu parais comme ton pasteur.
But as time went by,
alors que le temps passe,
because of the dark spirit gathering one day,
à cause de cette
one day, she got herself a venereal disease.
Elle a eu une maladie vénérienne.
And Brother Branham says, oh, venereal disease,
une maladie vénérienne,
syphilitic.
Syphilis.
And then he says, you see,
il dit,
they are going now, the whole Sunday school is going to wait for her to go to heaven.
L'école dimanche,
and the pastor was smoking a cigarette in the passage.
Le
Brother Branham said,
la cigarette.
Oh, what a pathetic thing. Then when she was now fading from her reasoning and catching up with her soul,
mais maintenant qu'elle s'est trouvée,
she began to see that I am lost.
Elle a commencé à comprendre qu'elle est perdue.
And she started saying, I'm lost.
Je suis perdu.
I'm lost.
Je suis perdu.
Then someone says, get her the pastor.
Et quelqu'un a dit, amenez un pasteur.
The pastor, I've got to go in. There's an assignment.
Le pasteur, il jette sa cigarette en train de courir.
And the pastor looked, and he saw the pastor by the corner of the head, get away, you hypocrite of a man.
Pasteur,
you lied to me.
Tu m'as menti, éloigne-toi de moi, hypocrite.
You tried to make the gospel appropriate to me.
Tu as essayé d'arranger
it might be a youth service, but brother, revise your ways. If your ways are not pleasing to God, you are gathering to yourself a dark spirit.
Il faut revoir vos voix. Si vos voix ne sont pas correctes, vous rassemblez l'obscurité autour de vous.
Eventually, that girl died.
Et éventuellement, cette fille est morte.
They pumped a gallon of embalming fluid.
Ils ont mis l'embaumement en elle.
And it couldn't fill her up.
Ça pouvait l'enfler.
I said, what's the problem?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a comme problème?
Her syphilis was so deep, she had a big hole. That embalming fluid was just going right up through her.
La maladie était tellement grave que en embaumant les fluides ne faisaient que sortir.
Because she met some shekems.
Parce qu'elle avait rencontré certaines.
And yielded to a lyric.
Et quelqu'un qui était lyrique.
So dad, let's be factual.
Look at our church. Soyons sérieux.
Who will marry me?
À l'église qui va.
Look at our church.
L'église qui va m'épouser.
Who will marry me?
Qui va m'épouser?
All the brothers, this doesn't seem like there's no, because you are looking with your eyes.
That's right.
And when you're looking with your eyes, you will never see brothers like Shechem.
Tu ne verras jamais des frères comme Shechem.
If ever there comes a young man here with a six-pack and he gets popular with sisters, call me.
Si jamais il y a un garçon qui vient ici et qui devient populaire avec les sœurs, appelez-moi.
Call him aside.
Appelez-le de côté.
The way you are too handsome.
La façon dont tu es beau.
The way you are so sleek. You remind me of the devil.
Tu me rappelles du diable.
Oh, how many remember when Brother Branham had a young girl in his church who liked a boy who carried a flask and he smelled so nice? Brother Branham said, what do you see in this boy? He smells nice. I like his cologne. Like, he's cool. There are certain things that when God gives a man the new birth, he shaves off the world.
La nouvelle naissance à une personne, il change toutes ses voies.
He might ever so come. You know, these days, they come with such wavy hair. During our day, we used to put ducks, isn't it? Remember ducks? To have wavy hair. Spend 30 minutes on a mirror grooming ourselves and shaping up to really look cool. If you see a brother like that and the nice slim little trousers, these trousers that they almost like, these trousers are designed by gay people. Right. Because they also want to lust at men.
That's right.
These little thin jackets that they put on with one button, that's not nice. They look like sisters' blouses. But they do it in because it's fashionable. It's cool, isn't it? Trust me, we've been there. We know how a Christian smells. We know how a Christian looks.
So
if you find a brother who goes for facials, a brother going for facials, sleeping with some things put there, and a cucumber.
Un frère qui va avec la poudre partout et puis il met le concombre sur les yeux.
Just to look sharp, you know what I'm saying? That's a Shechem spirit.
Pour paraître Christ,
brother having the Holy Ghost.
Avoir le Saint-Esprit, frère.
You will be kept from falling.
Vous serez préservé.
You see through things.
Vous verrez les choses.
It's lifestyle.
C'est
that gathers darkness on a person.
Qui rassemble la ténèbre sur quelqu'un.
Look at this.
Regardez ceci.
Doctor says, Brother Abraham says, Jesus Christ is here to make you whole. Do you believe it?
Jésus-Christ est ici pour te guérir. Est-ce que tu le crois?
Almighty God, author of life, giver of every gift, spare this life of the dying man for your glory, Lord. May it be to thee granted. I condemn this cancer and ask well under the anointing of the Spirit that you condemn the devil, the demon of cancer. Satan.
Je condamne ce démon, cet esprit de cancer.
You have hid from the doctor. You can't hide from God.
Tu ne peux pas te cacher de Dieu.
Doesn't matter what the doctors say about you.
Peu importe ce que les docteurs
doesn't matter what the doctors
toi,
catch and don't catch. Come in the presence of the light. That light will heal you. You can have a divine chemotherapy right here.
Et tu viendras le dire ici, la guérison divine.
Brother Branham finishes praying. He says, go happy. Rejoicing in Christ's name.
Se réjouissant au nom de Christ.
Do you think this would not make a man revise?
Tu penses que ceci ne pourra
where
pas
he now spends his time?
Voir.
After such a thing, you'd rather spend your time in the house of God.
Tu ferais mieux de passer ta vie dans la maison de Dieu.
Not lackadaisical, lazy youth that feel sorry for themselves. Say things are hard. We can't overcome. No ways. If you know the implications,
si tu connais les implications
of a lifestyle,
d'un style de vie,
you will overcome.
Tu vas vaincre.
For me to get darkness on me.
Pour m'attirer de ténèbres.
Maybe get a kidney failure.
Peut-être le rein qui arrête.
Maybe even lose my mind.
Ou si je perdais ma pensée.
Maybe become syphilitic like that girl.
Je deviens syphilique comme
when that girl was dying, do you think it was light around
her? Cette fille était en train de mourir. Tu crois que c'était la ténèbre autour d'elle?
There was the light of the dead.
Il y avait la lumière.
The light of the living is the pillar of fire.
La lumière.
The light of the dead.
La colonne de feu, la lumière.
The shadow of death.
C'est l'ombre de la mort.
Says, but brother, why do you call it the light of the dead?
Pourquoi est-ce que
how many remember when Brother Branham was preaching?
Comment est-ce que tu?
And he saw a sister. Said, sister. There is a dark shadow over you.
Y a l'ombre des ténèbres sur
means there was
toi.
Someone behind. Just thought, let me take a picture. There was a hood. Like a Ku Klux Klan hood.
Y avait un bois qui était
of a dark form. And then Brother Branham rebuked the spirit.
Et les frères Branham a
rebuked. Then the person took again another photo.
Et la personne a pris un
and it was all clear and light.
Et tout était clair.
Now we can't do that to you.
Nous ne pouvons pas
but one thing I can
toi.
Tell you.
Mais une chose que
if your lifestyle
si ton style
is not according to the word.
Pas selon la parole,
you have a dark spirit on top of you.
Un esprit
but if you repent.
Toi, mais si tu te
that
réponds,
dark spirit will vanish.
Cet esprit
say amen somebody.
Amen.
We are strangers to one another.
Nous sommes étrangers un envers l'autre.
I don't know you.
Je ne te connais pas.
But God knows you.
Mais Dieu te connaît.
He knows you.
Il te connaît.
And I know you are a Christian.
Et je sais que tu es un chrétien.
Because if you wasn't,
parce que si tu n'étais pas,
it was going to turn dark around you.
Ça allait tourner sombre.
But instead,
mais plutôt,
it's light.
C'est la lumière.
So I don't have to have discernment.
Je n'ai pas besoin de discernement.
Your lifestyle can tell me what's on top of you.
Ton style de vie peut me dire
because the prophet says,
parce que le prophète dit,
I know you are a Christian.
Je sais que tu es chrétien.
Because there is a light
parce qu'il y a la lumière
on top of you.
Sur toi.
If you were not a Christian,
si tu n'es pas chrétien,
it would have turned
ça allait changer, sombre.
So while you are at high school or college or university,
que tu sois au collège ou à l'université,
and you feel like you can't overcome.
Et tu sens comme si tu peux pas vaincre.
I want you to behave like an alien.
Je veux que tu puisses te comporter comme
that
un extraterrestre.
Sees into the extraterrestrial.
Il voit dans, au-delà.
When you stand and see all them six speckers.
Lorsque tu te mets là, tu vois les six spectres.
Because they don't serve God, see darkness on top of them.
Parce qu'ils ne servent pas Dieu, il y a l'obscurité sur
if
eux.
You serve God,
si vous servez Dieu,
know that there is a light on top of you.
Vous allez voir qu'il y a la lumière au-dessus.
That's why I called it the light of the
je l'ai intitulé
living.
La lumière de vivant.
Don't compromise.
Ne compromettez pas.
Because you'll heap yourself darkness.
Parce que vous allez vous attirer l'obscurité.
You'll heap to yourself a spirit of death.
De la mort.
When Dinah,
lorsque Dina
went out with Shechem,
est allé vérifier,
there was darkness on Shechem's head.
Il y avait l'obscurité sur la
and when Shechem spoke to the father,
et lorsque Shechem
there was darkness on Shechem's father.
Il y avait l'obscurité sur le père.
Simeon and Levi just executed the death angel's warrant.
Simeon
but they were already numbered by the powers of darkness.
Ils étaient déjà nombrés parmi
before they were even killed.
Avant d'être exécuté,
is there someone here tonight
y a-t-il quelqu'un
that says, Lord,
qui puisse dire,
take away
enlève
a slothful type of a Christian.
C'est,
take
pas
away
chrétien, la vie
the spirit of compromise.
Enlève l'esprit de compromis.
That spirit of darkness
c'est l'esprit de
that
ténèbres
might be hovering on top of me
qui est
might leave
moi,
me.
Puisse me quitter.
Set me free.
Libère-moi.
Forgive me.
Pardonne-moi.
Brother Branham in discernment.
Branham dans discernement.
How do you do, lady?
Comment ça va, madame?
Is this the patient?
Est-ce le malade?
We are strangers one to another.
Nous sommes étrangers l'un l'autre.
I don't know either. Either of, we don't know each other.
Nous ne nous connaissons pas.
You believe with all your heart.
Vous croyez de tout cœur.
Only your faith.
Seule votre foi.
In Jesus can help you, sister.
En Jésus peut vous aider, sœur.
Reason I call you sister
la raison pour laquelle je vous
appelle is sœur, because you are a believer.
C'est parce que vous êtes chrétien.
You are a Christian.
Vous êtes chrétienne.
If it wasn't,
si ce n'était pas,
your spirit would be moving back.
Votre esprit serait en train de se retirer.
Being dark around you,
étant sombre,
but it turns
mais
to light.
Cela a changé en lumière.
Ha! You are a believer.
Vous êtes croyante.
Your spirit is a welcome spirit by the Spirit.
Votre esprit est
that's anointing me. Brother, if you see you are resisting the preacher and the sermons and you are wondering, but why, watch, maybe the spirit in you is not welcoming the spirit that's anointing the preacher. It could mean there is darkness on top of you. Am I helping anybody?
Est-ce que j'aide quelqu'un?
If your heart is beating so fast,
si votre cœur est en train de battre,
and you are thinking, oh my God,
et vous pensez,
why does it have to be Brother Crosby to preach this type of sermons?
Qu'est-ce qui fait que Frère Crosby puisse
oh my God,
ce genre de prédication?
Let me tell you how to set yourself free.
Je vais vous dire comment vous libérer.
Just make your life right.
Amen.
That's the only thing that gets the spirit off of you.
Chose qui peut enlever
and lets an inviting spirit of Christ come upon you.
L'esprit de Christ sur vous.
How do you do, lady?
Comment ça va, madame?
We are strangers one to each other, I suppose.
Nous sommes étrangers l'un l'autre.
You've seen me before, all right.
M'avais déjà vu.
But you don't, I don't know you.
Mais je ne vous connais
no?
pas.
No. But the Lord does know you.
Mais le Seigneur vous connaît.
Does the Lord know everyone in here?
Est-ce que le Seigneur connaît tout le monde ici?
Brother Abraham says, now!
Frère Abraham dit maintenant.
It's turning black on you.
Ah, ça tourne sombre autour de vous.
It's turning black around the woman.
Ça tourne, tout change, tourne noir autour de vous.
Real dark.
Si sombre.
The lady's got a tumor for one.
La dame a une tumeur.
Let's see the diagnosis.
Voyons le diagnostic.
Tumor, one.
Tumeur.
Another thing, high blood pressure, two.
Le problème de tension.
The next thing, she's got a complication of everything.
Et là, la complication de toutes choses.
Her life as a girl when she was growing up, probably complicated. This is just me insinuating.
Ça, c'est juste moi en train d'imaginer.
Because it says complication of everything.
Parce qu'il est dit complication de toutes choses.
Some in the spirit.
Peut-être dans l'esprit.
Because it never said the complication of the body.
Parce qu'il n'a pas dit que la complication du corps.
But darkness and sickness and not worshiping right. Complication.
La complication.
She's just all in a break.
Elle est en train de se
bouger. Watch what Brother Branham says. Just ready for a stroke.
Au point d'être frappée.
She hasn't stroked yet.
Elle n'a pas encore eu la
But Brother Branham is actually seeing that if something is not done now,
mais Frère Branham dit que si quelque chose n'est
in
pas
a few days' time, she's going to have a stroke.
Dans quelques jours, elle peut être paralysée.
The other quotation I read in our church.
Alors,
Brother Branham
que j'ai lu,
is discerning someone
who
had depression.
Qui avait la dépression.
Wanted to kill you. And Brother Branham, this person was so full of fear.
Cette personne était tellement, avait tellement peur.
Brother Branham says,
Frère Branham dit,
you are going to have suicide in a few days.
Dans quelques jours, vous allez vous suicider.
What if that person had not gone to church that day?
That Qu'est-ce qui allait se passer si cet homme-là n'était pas venu à l'église?
Don't underestimate.
Ne sous-estimez
coming into the presence of God.
Venir dans la présence
That's
de
the
Dieu.
Light of the living.
Ça, c'est la lumière
that dispels
qui enlève
dark spirits.
C'est l'obscurité
above a child of God.
Qui est sur un enfant de Dieu.
Says so just ready for a stroke dark around you.
Au point d'être
paralysé. I can't heal you, sister. I can't.
Je ne peux pas te guérir. Je ne peux pas.
Here's another one.
Voici une autre.
Sometimes those visions.
Parfois ces visions.
Make me weak.
Me rendent faible.
Well, you just is pulling from the audience and everything and so much.
Je suis tiré par.
Do you believe?
Croyez-vous?
It's very fine. It's very fine.
C'est bien.
That's your diabetes.
C'est votre diabète.
Look at all the spectrum of diseases.
Regardez le spectre de la maladie.
Diabetes has bothered you for quite a bit.
La diabète vous dérange.
You believe that Christ will heal your diabetes?
Croyez-vous que Christ peut vous guérir de votre diabète?
Let's read the next part.
Lisons la partie suivante.
Oh, you have a habit.
Vous avez une habitude.
You've got to give up too.
Vous devez aussi abandonner.
Smoking cigarettes.
Fumer.
That's
la
right.
Cigarette. C'est correct.
And another thing.
Et l'autre chose.
You need Jesus as your savior.
Vous avez besoin de Jésus comme sauveur.
It's dark.
C'est sombre
around you.
Autour de vous.
You are not a Christian.
Vous n'êtes pas chrétien.
Why is it dark around this person? Is it because they have cancer?
Pourquoi est-ce que c'est sombre autour de cette personne?
It's because of habits.
À cause des habitudes.
Why is it dark around this person?
Pourquoi est-ce que c'est sombre autour de cette
personne? Because they are not a Christian.
Parce qu'ils sont pas chrétiens.
So if you are here tonight,
si vous êtes ici,
young or old, and you don't know whether Christ is in your life, I don't need to discern like the prophet. Let me just tell you straight away. Whoever you are, it's dark around you. And if it's dark around you, you are susceptible to demons, sicknesses, invasions. Says he, will you accept him now as a personal savior?
Allez-vous l'accepter maintenant comme votre
You accept him as a savior? All right. And Brother Branham even mentions the name. Mr. Perry, that's your name, Mr. Perry.
Elle dit, Monsieur Perry.
Straight away, Brother Branham says, you are saved
now. Directement, vous êtes sauvé maintenant.
It's not complicated, saints.
C'est pas compliqué, ça.
If you open your heart right now as
si
I'm preaching,
votre cœur maintenant,
the same effect can come upon you.
Le même
because I am preaching a revealed word
parce que j'ai prêché
that carries the same anointing. If you believe it right now, if you are not living right, I don't have to wait and have an altar call. All you just have to do is to say, Lord, save me now. Because this happened in a split second. And he says, Christ forgives your sins, heals your sicknesses. Go on your road and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there someone here that wants to raise their hand and say, Lord, if there is darkness around me, now, take it off, Lord. If it's by habits, if it's by not walking right, if it's by not being the diligent Christian I ought to be, Lord, if you raise that hand sincerely, if you raise that hand sincerely, you can leave this place with a peace that passeth all understanding. Is there someone that says, Lord, help me today? Lord, help me today. Help me overcome all habits. Help me overcome anything that brings a dark spirit around me. You are suffering with a trouble in your mouth.
Tu souffres de troubles dans ta bouche.
It's very dark around you.
C'est très sombre autour de toi.
It's a cancer.
C'est un cancer.
You are a mother.
Tu es mère.
I see a boy standing by you about 10 or 12 years old.
Un garçon d'environ 12 ans.
Sick too.
Malade aussi.
Mother sick. Boy
malade.
Sick.
Garçon malade.
Something in the lung.
Quelque chose.
TB in the lung.
La tuberculose.
Those that postpone to be Christians.
Ils sont censés être chrétiens.
Says there is something about you.
Il y a quelque chose à propos de vous.
All your life.
Toute votre vie.
You had a longing.
Vous avez un languissement.
Saying.
Disant.
Someday you would become a Christian.
Un jour vous deviendrez chrétien.
You need Jesus Christ as your savior.
Vous avez besoin de Jésus comme votre sauveur.
Says these things
ces choses
have happened
sont arrivées
to bring you
pour t'amener
to him.
À lui.
Some of the things that are in your lives,
certaines des choses qui arrivent dans votre
they
vie
are happening
vous arrivent
to bring you to
pour vous amener.
Now watch, this wasn't an entirely bad person.
Ça, ce n'était pas une mauvaise personne entièrement.
This is the person that's always postponing Christ.
C'est quelque chose qui a toujours retardé Christ.
We say, Lord,
dis Seigneur,
here's an opportunity of salvation.
Voici l'opportunité de salut.
Just like Brother Branham, if he says,
comme Frère Branham, il dit,
if you believe that now you can be
si
saved,
tu crois maintenant, tu peux être sauvé.
Raise your hand to accept Jesus as your personal
lève
savior.
Ta main et accepte Jésus.
They raise their hand. But someone will say, maybe I know deep down my heart I have that desire, but I'll do it some other time. These are meetings, isn't it, for the whole weekend? I'll wait for the Sunday services. How do we know the rapture is not going to happen in the next hour? Don't postpone your opportunity for salvation. If it's today, open your heart and say, Lord,
ouvre ton cœur et dis, Seigneur,
take away that slothful spirit,
enlève cet esprit
that postponing spirit,
qui enlève cet esprit
that spirit that says, I shall gradually stop and get to a stage when I can't, when I have power, then I'll stop. That's what this sister was doing. Says, all your life,
toute sa vie,
you've had a longing saying,
tu as ce désir là de dire,
one of these days,
un de ces jours,
I'm going to be a real Christian.
Je serai une vraie chrétienne.
I think I'm going to fast.
Je crois que je vais jeûner.
Then I'll stop speaking to boys.
Et je vais arrêter de parler aux
garçons. I'll stop speaking to girls.
Je vais arrêter de parler aux filles.
But as for now, keep postponing it. Postponing it.
Retarder,
postponing it.
Retarder.
Maybe God called me here tonight.
Peut-être Dieu m'a appelé
to say, ah, sister.
Pour dire, sir,
ah, brother.
Oh, frère,
don't postpone.
Ne retarde.
While it is still called today.
Pendant qu'il y a encore
harden not your heart.
Praise the Lord.
Says here, Do you accept Jesus as your personal savior?
Acceptez-vous Jésus comme votre sauveur personnel?
Your sins be forgiven you, my child.
Vos péchés sont pardonnés.
Go in the name of the Lord Jesus and live.
Allez au nom de Jésus et vis.
And let your son live also.
Et que ton fils vive aussi.
God had to make sure the mother gets sick.
Dieu devrait s'assurer que la mère soit malade.
And also suffers the stress and the pain of seeing a son also sick. But when she got right, even the child got right. Oh my. Praise the Lord. My. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
Il est 21h.
I want to ask you, friends.
Je vais vous demander, amis.
If the prophet was here,
si le prophète était ici,
judging by your lifestyle,
jugeant par votre style de vie,
judging by what you
jugeant
do
par
and you are harboring in your life,
ce que vous entretenez dans votre vie,
would he say,
allait-il dire,
it's smoky in here.
En fumée ici.
The pillar of fire is on top of every believer.
La colonne de feu est sur chacun.
Or there will be dark spots.
Où il y aurait des points sombres.
On certain individuals.
Sur certains individus.
Think about it, saints, as we rise to our feet.
Pensez-y pendant que nous nous levons.
I could read quotation after quotation.
Je peux lire citation après citation.
Brother Abraham linked all these things based on the Spirit upon a person.
Frère Branham, en voyant sur ces choses sur des personnes.
When you live right,
lorsque vous vivez correctement,
you are under the light of the living,
vous êtes sous
which is the pillar of fire.
Sous la lumière du vivant qui est la colonne.
When you don't live right,
lorsque vous ne vivez pas correctement,
we don't know what's on top of you.
Nous ne savons pas ce qui est au-dessus.
But we can surely say,
mais nous pouvons certainement dire,
the more you persist in sin,
plus vous persévérez dans le péché,
the more darkness is gathering on top of you.
Plus l'obscurité s'assemble autour de vous.
With our eyes closed,
avec nos yeux fermés.
Is there someone here tonight?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un aujourd'hui ce soir?
That says, you know what?
Savez quoi?
I'm not sure what light is above me.
Je ne suis pas sûr la lumière qui est sur moi.
Please pray for me, my brother.
Prie pour moi, mon frère.
Do you realize maybe this whole entire convention?
Est-ce que tu comprends que peut-être toute cette convention?
The thing that the Lord really, really wants to once said is exactly what it is today.
La chose que le Seigneur veut que ça soit sauvé, c'est la chose d'aujourd'hui.
Is your life worthy of the gospel?
Est-ce que ta parole, ta vie est digne de l'évangile?
If you raise your hand,
si tu lèves ta main,
honestly,
honnêtement,
and sincerely with our eyes closed,
et sincèrement avec nos yeux fermés,
and you say, Lord,
et vous dites, Seigneur,
at the earliest opportunity,
à la toute première opportunité,
I'm going to sit down with my pastor.
Je vais m'asseoir avec mon pasteur.
The Bible says, come, let's reason together.
La Bible dit, venez, raisonnons ensemble.
Come, let's reason together.
Venez, plaidons ensemble.
That reasoning is what dispels the dark spirit above the individual.
Cette plaidoirie, c'est ce qui enlève l'esprit sombre sur l'individu.
This is not alcohol anonymous.
Ça, ce n'est pas l'anonymat de l'alcool.
This is not putting on a Nicorette patch.
Ce n'est pas mettre l'étiquette de Nicorette.
This is not where you postpone and you say maybe sometime. No.
Ce n'est pas où vous pouvez reporter disant peut-être plus tard.
Seize the moment.
Saisissez l'occasion.
Seize the moment.
Saisissez l'opportunité.
Say, Lord.
Dites, Seigneur,
one more time, Lord.
Encore une fois, Seigneur.
Take away that dark spirit from my life.
Enlève cet esprit sombre de ma vie.
If you truly believe that the Holy Spirit is here now talking
si tu crois
to you,
réellement que le Saint-Esprit est ici en train de te parler,
seize the moment.
Saisis l'opportunité.
Raise your hand right up high.
Lève ta main.
Don't put it on half mast. When you do that, Brother Bram says, you are defying
cela,
the law of gravity. You are showing God how serious you are.
Tu montres à Dieu combien tu es sérieux.
As I call Brother Andrew to come commit us before God.
Alors que j'appelle le frère Andrew de venir nous soumettre à Dieu.
Amen.
And just with our eyes closed, continued.
Avec nos yeux fermés.
I'd really like to ask if there's anybody here.
Je veux demander s'il y a quelqu'un ici.
The Bible says to renounce the hidden works of dishonesty.
La Bible dit de renoncer toutes les œuvres cachées de déshonnêteté.
To have nothing to do with the unfruitful deeds of darkness.
À n'avoir rien à faire avec les faits qui ne sont pas fructifiés.
And you want prayer.
Et vous voulez prier.
Brother Crosby is at the front. Keep your eyes closed.
Gardez vos yeux fermés. Le frère Crosby est devant.
We just ask Brother George to lead us in a chorus. And just ask if anybody would like to come for prayer.
Je veux demander si quelqu'un veut venir pour la prière.
There's something bothering you.
Il y a quelque chose qui vous dérange.
You want to face up to it now.
Vous voulez les faire face maintenant.
You don't want to go home with it.
Vous voulez pas retourner à la maison
you
avec.
You don't want to procrastinate.
Vous ne voulez pas reporter.
You don't know whether tomorrow is yours.
Vous savez pas si demain vous appartient.
You don't know where you're going to get home tonight.
Vous savez pas si vous arriverez chez vous ce
while
soir.
It's cold today.
Pendant que c'est aujourd'hui.
Harden not your heart.
N'endurcissez pas votre
cœur. The Bible said, hear his voice.
La Bible dit entendez votre.
Come
si
forward.
Entendez sa voix,
you ask our brother.
Je vous demande.
To lead us in a chorus and please feel free to come.
Sentez-vous libre de venir.
Renounce the devil.
Renoncez le diable.
Turn your back on him.
Détournez-vous de lui.
Show by your actions.
Et montrez par vos actions.
What you've decided in your heart.
Ce que vous avez décidé dans votre vie.
Take a step.
Faites un pas.
Each step you take is a step away from him.
Chaque pas que vous faites est un pas.
Away from darkness in your life.
Loin de ténèbres dans votre vie.
Away from bondage.
Vous éloignant des.
Away from sickness and disease.
Vous éloignant des maladies.
Why keep those things in your life?
Pourquoi garder ces choses dans votre vie?
The Lord is here.
Le Seigneur est ici.
The opportunity is there.
L'opportunité est là.
Come for prayer.
Venez pour la prière.
And may God grant grace.
Et que le Seigneur accorde la grâce.
Let's sing, brethren.
Prions, chantons.
Touch the Lord. As he goes by, you will find. Cry, oh, it's passing by this moment. Your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as it goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord.
I just want to make one more appeal before we sing the next song. Father of life, seated on the throne of grace. Take this opportunity, friend. You don't realize sometimes. Just a step. When something's speaking to you, when the Lord is dealing with your soul, and you respond, it may seem a small thing, but the implications are huge. You can change your entire future just by one step today. A disaster that you're going to get yourself into by just committing yourself to Christ, by renouncing that temptation, that spirit of evil. If there's anything in your life, come forward. If you need prayer, take this opportunity.
Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy we are saved. Oh Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. Out your name. of love, never failing to forget. If each moment is a gift from you to live, oh, we're only here to tell the world about your grace. Until the day you take us all away, so we cry out your name, how should I run in grace, run in grace, Lord, most high, Jesus Christ. We rely, Lord, we rely on your grace. On your grace, Adonai, crowning praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. So we cry, so we cry, so we cry.
Father of life,
oh, Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, only by your mercy we are saved. Oh, Lord, we are saved if we call upon you, call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry, so we cry out your name, as should I, God of grace, Lord Most High, Messiah, Jesus.
Never failing to forgive, for it is a gift from you to live. Hallelujah.
Lord, you have said to tell the world about your grace. Today you can roll away.
come for somebody.
Il est venu pour quelqu'un.
He's come to visit you.
Il est venu visiter.
He wants to deal with you.
Il veut traiter avec
vous. He wants you and him to deal with whatever it is you're needing to deal with. So let's all call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says call upon him when he's near. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They shall be delivered. This is a time of visitation for you. Take advantage of your time of visitation. The Bible says when the kingdom of God is preached, we need to press in. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, how we do thank you, Lord, for mercy. How we thank you for grace. How we thank you, Lord, for just pray for Brother Francois and Jesus. I just pray that you teach him. Father, lead me and guide me. Help me, Father. Lord, is my desire. As I look unto thee, Heavenly Father, Lord, as I. Saints, let's sing one more song here before we dismiss in prayer. I'm sure it's your desire, as much as it's mine, to walk with Elohim in this age. But friends, if you want to walk with him, you can't walk with darkness, because the Bible says, what fellowship has light with darkness? We've got to make up your mind. If you really want to see the manifestation of God in your life, it's a conscious decision you've got to make. You've got to separate yourself from darkness. And many times that means your old friends. Many times that means your old denominational associates who hold you back. Many times it means separation in so many things. But friends, it's so wonderfully worth it. It's so wonderful to walk with Elohim.
Amen.
To walk in the footsteps of Elohim. What a privilege, blessing.
Right.
Imagine the end of this walk that we've started, friends. It's coming to an end. Just any day now, this mortality puts on immortality. And we go to a future home, friends. We go to an eternity of glory. And this will just be a memory. This testing time. Why not make the right decision now? Separate yourself, sister. Separate yourself from gossip and all those things that keep bringing you down in spirit. Why continue on like a dog to its vomit, going back to the same old things? It doesn't make sense to me. Separate once and for all and walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse us, will keep us clean, walking with him. Let's sing the song. Let me close in prayer.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven,
there's a great portion of heaven
waiting for you because of what you decided.
Oh,
that was the prophecy.
Was a prophecy.
The angel told to the great messenger. That is what will.
That is what will produce
a great victory. In the love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will lead.
Has many trials
and many battles against the enemy,
against the enemy.
By his Holy Spirit.
By his Holy Spirit. to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh, to
oh, in this fire.
In this fire. Chariots
of our beloved ones
coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. My love will live in me.
Let's bow our heads, friends. That was a very virtuous service.
Amen.
And friends, I have a habit and a custom.
Hallelujah.
That when somebody comes to preach, before the services, I never tell them of what's going on in the lives of people. I just wait and see. So if you find that the word came very specifically to your address today, it's a sign of the grace of God.
Amen.
It shows that the God of heaven is interested in you. He's interested in what you're doing. He's interested in you stopping doing some of the things that you're doing. Because he has good thoughts towards you. So if the word has come your way, that's the grace of God. If you'll accept it as the grace of God. Because when the word comes to judge you and you plead guilty, you receive a pardon. But if you resist the word or you take it personally, what was meant for good becomes judgment to you. So why not just submit yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for speaking unto me. Thank you for dealing with my soul. Thank you for your faithfulness. Surely you are the great shepherd. And you wanted to shepherd me safely through these difficult days. And especially you young people, Christ wants to get a hold of your life when you're young. He doesn't want you to get crippled up and make the wrong decisions and the wrong choices, and then he'll have to come into your life to repair the damage that's already been done. He wants to get a hold of your life now.
Amen.
But he can only do it if you give it to him. If you're willing to pay the price, because your friends aren't going to understand. The people you work with, the people at college, at school, they're not going to understand what you're doing. But friends, you've got to make a choice.
Hallelujah.
And it's a glorious decision to accept Christ. Amen. The Bible says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Before the evil days draw near. So just as we close in prayer, if that's your decision, if that's your desire, why not raise your hand and say, I want to accept him now. I want to accept him now. I want to accept him in his fullness. I just want to lay myself upon the altar. I don't have the strength to overcome myself. I don't have the strength to overcome the world. But I know the Bible says, to as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons and daughters of God. And that's a wonderful testimony. Father, how we do thank you for your faithfulness to us this night. Father, sometimes, Lord, it's just so wonderful. The way that you're so specific in your dealings with the souls of people. And Father, we know that if you are mindful of people to bring your word their way, surely the virtue and the power of the inspiration that leads a person that way to preach down those lines. Father, it's the same virtue and the same inspiration that you've sent to set people free.
Amen.
If they'll just open the door, if they'll just plead guilty and say, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Father, there'll be grace. So Father, we do thank you for that, Lord.
Amen.
I pray for every person that came for prayer. I just ask of thee, Lord, that if there's any remnant of darkness, that if there's anything that Satan would continue to try to do in the lives of people, Father, we just unite our faith together upon this night and we bring the judgment rod against the devil. Father, we renounce him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every work of the occult has no place here and has no place in the lives of your children. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you bring your divine judgment upon it. And we say, Satan, enough, and we cast him forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And any other spirit, Lord, Father, spirits of witchcraft and spirits of gossip, spirits of division. The Bible speaks of emulation, of strife. Father, let them not be named among the congregation of the saints. We ask for your judgment upon those spirits, Lord. And Father, let people lay a hold and separate themselves from those spirits, Lord. So when your judgment falls upon those spirits, let them not be found in vessels that will accept judgment as well. Because Paul said that's the reason many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep, failing to discern the body of the Lord. So Father, we want to just be the children of the light upon this night. And we thank you that you've shone forth light once again. A great light in this age and a great light even upon this evening unto us. And Father, the light shines into the darkness and the darkness comprehends it not. But Father, may we renounce that darkness. May we separate from that darkness. May your light cast it forth, because light is more powerful than darkness. Amen. And the entrance of your word giveth light, if we'll just accept it as it is, Lord. Hallelujah. So Father, we pray that your blood, Father, the precious fountain opened in the house of David. We pray the fountain, Lord, Father, of blood that shall never lose its power towards your sons and daughters. Amen. We just pray that the blood would speak upon this night. Speak to the consciences of your people, I pray. Plead with your people once again at this time, I'd ask, Lord. Father, let the blood speak mercy. Let it speak grace. And Father, if necessary, let it speak judgment as well. For Lord, we desire to be judged of you. You don't want our sins to follow us to judgment. Amen. You want to deal with judgment now. Amen. And Father, judgment belongs and begins in the house of God. So we thank you, Lord, and each of us plead guilty before you. Because Jesus, you bore our guilt and you bore our shame. And Lord, on the cross you said it's finished. And Jesus, we are the heirs of a finished work of judgment. And we don't want anything in our lives out from under the blood. We want it all under the blood, because you've already been judged for us. Amen. Won't you bless us as we go from this place? Bless Brother Crosby. Give him a good rest this night. Father, give him, Lord, a fresh anointing in the new day. May your mercies be new in the morning, we ask and pray. May you lead him and guide him, Lord. May you move him strangely in the night. Speak unto him, Lord, as he'd wake up in the morning, Lord. Direct him in the way that he should go. And help him, Lord, in the things that he should preach in. Even as we should go from this place, help us to walk circumspectly before you. Amen. Help us to be careful what we speak and what we say and what we do. And Father, help us to come into your house in good time in the morning, Lord, that, Amen. Father, we may be prepared vessels, Lord, that you may wait upon the Lord and be still before you. That, Father, when the song leader would stand up before us, Lord, already our hearts would be, Father, in a heavenly atmosphere, that you may express something that's already inside of us, Lord. And Amen. As the preaching of the word would come forth, Lord, that it would be fertile ground. Yes. That, Father, Lord, the birds of the air may not pluck away the seed that you've sent, and that there may not be the thorns and the thistles of the cares of this life. Amen. That, Father, it might be plowed up ground, Lord, that, Father, may, Lord, just be something, Lord, that brings forth of its own kind. Amen. So bless us as you go. I pray for traveling mercies, especially them that are traveling far, Brother Scott. Bless him and his family as they travel, and different people traveling here and there. And bless us as we rest. Watch over us as we go. As we thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for this time that you've given unto us and them that we haven't seen today. Father, we just send forth your voice in Jesus' name to speak to the souls of those people that could have been here today. Bring them in, we pray, Father, tomorrow. Bring them under the sound of your voice, that you may wash them in the waters of the word, that you may minister grace and mercy and exhortation, instruction. Father, we know that your word is profitable even for correction and reproof, to make us fully equipped, fully furnished, and that is our desire. Bless us as we go, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, saints. It's been a good time. Ready to thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord for the brother being faithful to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Wonderful time. May the Lord help us tomorrow as we continue on. Let's meet normal time tomorrow by the grace of God. Amen.
To be, I'm not what I want to be, but I'm
one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be. What I ought to be, I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be. Lord, give me strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, I feel the change growing from the start. Who can cling a clean thing out of the unclean? None but Jesus Christ, call him up the same. Lord, make me anew. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing, I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be.